Podcast, episode 130, Mowing Through Dudes.
Yeah. Tonight we talk about Dead Island Riptide, Warframe,
World of Warcraft. Get that landscape.
Metro 2033. And Injustice, a.k.a. Justin's a cheap asshole.
You just said Man Justice.
Oh, we should have called it that.
Oh, it's hilarious. Stay tuned.
And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. That was loud.
You're very loud today.
Sir. Yes.
You're right by the mic.
I want to sit back a little bit.
Yeah, here, I'll even turn off this couch for you.
Hey, you got anything? Okay.
There you go.
I'll scoot over in a minute.
Oh, please.
So, tonight, we're going to have a fun-filled episode. Trent's out tonight, but we have Matt.
What up?
And, of course, across me, I have Jason.
Yo.
And next to me, I have Earl.
What's up, guys?
And I'm Justin.
Justin.
And this is a podcast.
The podcast.
As Jason.
I'm never living that down.
No, you're not.
Ever.
It's a podcast.
It's about podcasting. Podcast Christmas.
It's about video games, sort of.
It's May-cember, y'all.
May-cember? What's May-cember?
That's what someone put on Facebook when we had the record lows in May. They were like, Merry Christmas, it's May-cember.
Yeah, so what was up with that? Last week we had, 50 degrees? No, it was like 32 degrees and one day in May.
Yeah, record lows last week in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
It was great times.
But we all work inside, so we really can't miss
that. No, we
didn't.
Much. We had that dang fire alarm.
We had a fire alarm at work, so.
And it was drizzling, sleeting, and snowing, and we were stuck outside for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that part
sucked. We had bomb threats.
Really?
Nice.
Yes. Did you hear?
I didn't hear.
They cleared out River Spirit because there was a bomb threat shortly after the Boston Marathon.
That sucks.
And
we
had a bomb threat, but they didn't clear us out, but security was
all over the place. They're like, hey, look, there could possibly be an explosive bomb. Just go and stay inside. It's fine. Stay inside. Y'all are okay.
And the funny part of that, I didn't even find out until, an hour before I left work that it was even happening.
Nobody
knew.
That's awesome. When I was in high school, my high school got in trouble because there was a bomb threat, and they kept we started off out like at work, so we're out in the little grassy place out there, so we're all just chilling, and like 20 minutes later, they're like, all right, y'all need to back up some more, just back up. So we ended up where it's like, so
just
we were
in case,
like, we
no
ended
reason,
up
where
did you go to high school?
Claremore.
Okay.
So we ended up being out in the field, like at the very, very end of the chain link. You couldn't leave. Parents weren't told. That's why they got in trouble. But then it was like at 9 o'clock is when it started, and we didn't get back until like 2 p.m.
What?
And they were like, "Oh yeah, it's clear. There's no bomb." And they got so much like the city got sued and everything because there's a bomb threat. You should let the kids go home. You should tell the parents. They were all like, no, call
your
parents.
Yeah, I'm sure this was back in the 90s though, right?
Yeah, it was like 94, 95, something like that.
And what Earl's not telling you is that Claremore High School's field is the cow pasture.
It's true. That's funny though, because the home seats are really nice. This is how much Claremore likes the visitors. So the home seats, there's like the nice concrete bleachers and stuff.
Right.
But then you have the away bleachers, and it's the old 1950s rickety wooden stuff. And it's like three of them where you can sit maybe 10 people without breaking it. And that's where the visitors had to sit. And it's still like that today. It's pretty funny. They're like, we don't like visitors.
We're rounding us back up here. Matt.
What?
I'm not starting with you. Jason.
Thanks.
Oh. He's like, look, no, we're not going to start with you.
I just thought about it, and I was like, oh, this could be a long one.
You saw a glimpse in his eye, like he's cagey and crazy.
Jason, what have you been up to?
Lacking sleep.
Don't fall asleep tonight.
No. Not much. Catching a little bit more Dead Island. I'm still fairly impressed.
Really?
Still fairly impressed.
I kind of put it down. It might have just been me not wanting to play more Dead Island. So, for you, I guess you're kind of into that right now. How many hours do you think you're in right now?
I've gotten maybe 5-6.
That's fair.
He's still on the dock.
Yeah.
He's just hiding in a cabin.
Don't kill me! It is more Dead Island, but hey, Dead Island was good, so.
So.
No qualms with it.
What class did you start with?
Forgot.
You put him on the spot.
I forgot. You put him on a spot, and I forgot. You know what? I don't even really
What's their name?
Played towards my class.
I didn't know this it, was...
It's the rapper.
Okay.
I forget what class he was.
Yeah, okay, so that's fine. I don't care what class. Yeah. So everybody knows the dude that starts off with a hammer.
Yeah.
What does the guy starts off with a hammer? I never played this game yet. Please don't spoil it.
Oh, I'm he has that song in the beginning of the first one. It's like, Hoodoo Voodoo.
It's really bad. Yeah.
It's really bad.
Is that Lil Wayne?
It's worse.
It is worse.
It's a really cheesy rap song.
We'll look that up.
Yeah,
it is, but it's great. So, starting with him again, because imported character.
So, he imported his skills and everything.
Yeah.
Did he start off on like medium or?
Yeah. Yeah, started off on medium. It's still more Dead Island, but then again, it's...
If you're
it's so much smoother than the first one.
Yeah.
Sam
The fact that it's more Dead Island isn't really hanging me up any. You know, it's
so
you wanted
more Dead Island.
Yeah. It's kind of like difference between Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2. I mean, there's very small differences, but...
Left 4 Dead 2 introduced melee, and that was the biggest difference.
Yeah. Well, it made melee better.
It made melee better.
Instead of just being
better.
The thing that you just happen to have. Yeah.
And they have more melee weapons than Left 4 Dead 2, but still, I mean, it was the same base game, it was just smoother with some technical tweaks here and there, and that's kind of the way Riptide's felt so far.
What do you think about Drowners?
You should save them.
Oh, they're bitches.
You should save them.
So, there's this character for our listeners that they look like dead people in the water, and they're just like floating. And you'd be riding around in your boat, and you turn around, and they're like trying to grab onto your boat. So you don't really ever stop the boat. I just go in circles.
Are they part barnacles?
I don't know. They'll start hauling ass. They haul ass through the water.
Yeah, it's like a zombie mermaid without the fin.
Zombie mermaid.
Zombie mermaid.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's weird. I could do without. I'll be honest with you. They were pissing me off because... I found my little speedboat or my little, you know, the outboard motor,
yep,
and I was exploring
the little
around.
Dinghy. Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I can just kind of explore around this area. And I was like, nope. Like every 15 feet, there's a drowner. And I don't like these things.
Like the first time you go through the water in Left 4 Dead 2, just trudging through the water in that one, the third act or something. And they got those mud guys that just pop out of the mud and just start running at you.
Yeah, I hate those guys too.
Yeah, kind of like that, only these guys will drag your boat slower.
Oh,
so if they actually grab on, you're slowing down, and you're
well, they jump into
going.
Your boat. Like when you're in a car, they can't drag you out of the car unless you stop, or at least
when
the car, you just run them over, or you just keep driving, and you can kind of drive a long ways. But with the boat, it seems like you always have to gun it in order to get away from them.
Yep.
I don't know. That's my only thing, bitch, so far is Drowners, because they were pissing me off.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have any range weapons except for the nail gun, and I kept running into Suiciders. And I just like I didn't want to fuck up my weapon, so I would use the nail gun, and I only have like 8 nails.
So
right
if you
now.
Use a weapon on them, it deteriorates it.
I don't. Well, they explode. As far
they explode, so they will wear your weapon down faster just
okay.
because
no,
of that.
Never mind. I've had a D&D thought in my head, but never mind. It's not.
Well, it's not even that. It's they explode, and then you might. I don't know if the weapon's gonna be lost or what. I don't want to throw my weapon and lose it. So I've been because that's one of the mechanics in that game. Like if you need ranged. Chuck your machete at something, you know?
Because God knows machetes are aerodynamic.
Right? But, yeah, that was my one. I felt like there were way too many Suiciders in the little air, like, just getting out of the gate. I was like, man, I've run into, like, 6 of these bastards. But I'm bitching. You seem to be liking it.
Oh, yeah.
Why
and I'm not
be,
quite...
Why
yeah.
you gotta be messing in his Wheaties? Come on,
I do that sometimes.
I know you do.
Yeah, but, you know, Justin and I often differ on games.
Sometimes. So, okay. What else you been up to?
Other than Gauntlet, not much other than work.
Speaking of Gauntlet, we had a pretty decent amount of fun with Mass Effect.
God, I wish my kids wasn't sick. I'd dig it.
So, after you left, Jason, me and Nip unlocked Volus. I had a Volus, was it Vanguard? And he had a Volus, I want to say Volus Sentinel, maybe? Or
nice.
Engineer? He had a Volus Engineer, and I had a Volus Vanguard. The Volus Vanguard spawns 3 little biotic orbs that orbit him, and he has no melee. He has hide. You hit the B button, he cloaks. Because have you played any of the Mass Effect? No, you're not made the Mass Effect. So the Volus, these little fat round dudes that look kind of, what do they look like?
They kind of look like Justin, a little bit shorter, in like a vac suit.
Why do you always say a fat guy looks like you? Why can't you say a fat guy like Billy Kidman?
Well, they look like little turtles. That's, I don't know, that's what I kind of think of.
He's referring to you as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Nice.
So
you should be Donatello.
So, well, they...
Okay, name's Michelangelo. I'm just saying. Pick a cool one. Don't be a curdy looking one.
So the funny thing is, though, is we were doing bronze only, but me and him beat two different matches, Volus only. So just nice. Me as a Vanguard Volus, like, shooting all over the place.
And him with his hide.
Yeah, and every time we'd normally melee, like, you could just hide, wait for something to recharge, and then start shooting again. But, yeah, the Volus were really fun. I'd never played them yet.
Nice.
But we played fairly late. You were on till like, what, about midnight 30?
Yeah.
And then we stayed on till 2.
Well, that's cool.
So, I mean, we were just two-manning it at that point, because nobody else on.
Too bad Trent didn't come back. Or yeah. Ian.
Or Ian. Ian.
Ian, what happened, buddy?
Ian, dude, you gotta tell us what happened, man.
You should send an email like you didn't send last week.
So... That being said, anything else? Just working or?
Just work, man. Just work and try and fit in as much Dead Island as I can.
That's fair. Earl, what about you? What have you been up to?
Man, I tell you what. Took care of some sick kids, and then today I got the compilation, so I can now start, as some call it, the greatest trilogy of all games. We'll start off with Mass Effect 1.
Okay.
Then do 2, and then I got 3 finally through the mail.
So you're not going to cheat with it.
Once you get done with 1, 2's going to feel so much better.
Well, take it back. I want to do that, and I need to because I want to get Trent's games back. But my sister-in-law she's given me it for the time being, her mom's, because her mom passed, but her Nintendo 64, and she got the Ocarina of Time with the playthrough book. And I was like, man, that'd be really good to play. But I can't play yet until I go to my brother's house and get a memory card for it. Yeah, memory card. Imagine that. Because there's 3 controllers, but none have the memory card, so I've got to get that before
I can
play.
You can probably get those for $5.
My brother has like 4 of them, because he jammed out to the 64 way, way back in the day. So I'm just going to get that, and then just, I don't know, I'm probably do Mass Effect first, and then I'll jump and do the 64, because that'll be a game that, even though there's violence in it, it's so beautiful. I mean, my daughter would just like the colors, so... I'll probably play that after I get done with the Mass Effect trilogy, so.
That's fair.
Working, listening, getting more and more people at my job, so got more and more time I got to spend up there, so. But yeah, that's about all I've really been doing.
Do you take on more responsibility?
No, we just get more people from transitioning onto the floor.
Gotcha.
So, but you know, I mean, other than that, I mean, just taking care. The boy looks like he's about to get sick, so. Wonderful kids. If you don't have them, get some. They're wonderful. I love them. I do. It's just, like I said, it's just at a young age. If they were like 8 or 9, it'd be different. I'd be like, come play with daddy. But right now, it's, what, 21 months and 2 months?
Yeah.
So they really can't bring them into the video game world yet. So you know, it's all right, though. It's good times. I'll play like I always do, early in the morning or late at night. So...
Do what you can, dedicate a gamer.
That's what you do. You got to know when to do it. So, but yeah, I had a fun time playing the Gauntlet. It was good. I enjoyed it, and I just got to find people to play Mass Effect 3 multiplayer with. So,
and the people that were online last night play it.
Yeah, I'll be down.
I know some other people that do too.
Like I said, I like that multiplayer aspect better than like the Call of Duties, because you have to play against other people. But on that one, you work as a team, and you're playing against, even though it's the computer. You're still doing the objective. So
and it gets progressively harder. I mean, we could have put on silver, gold, or platinum, and it would have been...
Again, yeah. I enjoyed... Well, I liked it.
But Justin and I didn't want to poon you with level 1s.
I was level 8 and 10 after I leveled up from the free level points I got. So, but no, I mean, I like that better, because you had to have an objective. You had to keep the other people alive. You didn't have to worry about other people. You know what I mean? So I enjoyed it. I really liked the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer mode. It was really nice.
Speaking of Gauntlet,
yeah,
I'm not too sure I really enjoyed that Geth Juggernaut. all too
much. Oh, yeah, you couldn't run?
Yeah. Yeah, probably my one gripe about that class.
I didn't end up
You can't run. It feels like you crawl the entire way.
I played some kind of class that was Vorcha that had... That wasn't Vorcha. It was, what's Garrus' class? Starts with a T? Or what
Terran.
Race? Or not Terran. God, I'm blanking out. So anyways, there's... It was called a Cabal Infiltrator. And he was a... He shot like Wolverine claws. He had three shots of those, plus he had...
Oh, I remember seeing that. That was nice.
And then he had a rush attack, and then you could get in and, like, do melee, which is really weird because I wasn't using my gun very much.
I liked it because you were meleeing the crud out of him on our game because you were Wolverine clawing it up.
But it was difficult. When I ran across the enemies I couldn't take down in a few hits,
yeah,
I just got blown to smithereens. And that was the part that was just eating my lunch.
Hmm.
But anyways, I'm going to move on a little bit. Matt, what up? You haven't been on in a month. What have you been up to in a month? That's why I said, that's why I did you last.
I picked up the Indie Royale bundle, which came with all five episodes of the Back to the Future.
Oh. Yeah.
Telltale game. Played that a little.
Back to the Future Telltale game, what's that?
It's an adventure game.
Yeah. Well, it's an old school point and click.
Is it on
but
the
more
computer
than 3D.
Or is it on Xbox?
It's on PS3.
Yeah, you can get it on all three.
Really? It's not on Xbox though. I don't think.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
Thanks for building up my hopes, man.
It's on Steam.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's on Steam.
Hey,
it's
listen.
On Steam.
It'll probably run on anything.
Some of us don't have Steam.
Well, like the part of this Indie Royale bundle, they bundle a whole bunch of games, and I bought it for like $5.49.
Well, that's cool.
So I've got, you know, a $24 game for nothing.
What? So you got Back to the Future and what else in it?
Game Cupid? I haven't tried any of the other games yet. It dies at the ocean or something like that. Some weird, looks like another point and click kind of old school. Looks like a 5-year-old drew it. Cargo Commander.
It sounds like something on your iPad.
It kind of looks like something on your iPad.
It's like the Scribble Knots.
Hey, there's some people that really like Scribble Knots.
No, there's nothing wrong with the Scribble Knots. Those are fun.
I am not one of those people, but.
And, yeah, like I said, played some Warframe.
Yeah, so Warframe, I haven't really played any of that. I have it downloaded and installed, but I haven't opened it up.
I have. It's...
Is it good?
Tell us about it, Matt.
You're Space Ninja with machine guns and pistols. And you are essentially trying to... Great evil has come back into the world, and you... Your particular set of people called Tenno are essentially like Space Ninja, and they are tasked with opening up the universe once again and ridding the evil. And it's really kind of like multiplayer map sizes.
Right.
You know, like, it's all just, you go into a mission, and you infiltrate the base or whatever you're starting at, and you have an objective. And a lot of the times, they're all real simple. One's elimination, kill everything on the ship. Another one is go kill, you know, the main bad guy, one of the main bad guys. Steal information, steal artifacts and stuff like that. They're all simple missions, but...
Is it set up in a single-player co-op mode, or...?
You can solo a lot of it. You can do multiplayer, private server, or online. And, you know, they're like they are. You can do the solo. And I soloed a bunch, but I also picked a class that I probably shouldn't have. Because I thought it would be all stealthy and real ninja-like and creep around, you know, and try and do my objectives that way. But it's not really... Once the ship is alerted to you being there, you're pretty much just fucked.
So, but I mean, is it like a single-player story that you co-op through, or is it just like... Like a series of multiplayer matches.
It's more like you. If you do it solo, it's just you. If you go online or with a private server with your friends, you pick a mission and do it. So I'm trying to think of a comparison where I can go through with you,
right,
and do all these missions. And then I don't think the difficulty scales any to, like, if you have people with you or not. Because some of those missions, even solo, are just kick my ass. But, you know, whatever I unlock with you, I keep unlocked.
Well, that's cool.
So if all four of us got on there now and we went through and did a bunch of missions, whenever I left the party and wanted to play on my own, all those missions would still be unlocked. And so, anything I get in multiplayer, it stays with solo.
Well, is it cool, experience then, or weapons or armor?
A little bit of both. You're pretty much, you have, there's, the armor is, it's very unique, very high sci-fi, stylized. Like, the guy I have now, he has these two weird horns coming out of the side of his head, but they're both broken off, so they just look like stubs. Like these giant bull stubs.
Oh, I was going to say kind of like Leia ears.
See, no, City of Heroes, City of Heroes, when you pick the guy with the horns, you could do the one where they have the stubs or they were broke off.
Well, you really don't. The only options you get is color. Have to, and they've worked it out that you can, they're microtransactions in the game.
Yeah.
Customize your player.
Yeah, like you can buy different color palettes. And you can customize any of your color palettes and stuff. And you can get different skins. But I just started, and I'm only like level 4, I think.
Gotcha.
And you also level up your weapons. You know, the better you are with weapon, the more damage you'll do.
So
you can unlock blueprints. And it's also, you also, the way you can, they've got a really nice setup. You can find blueprints anywhere on these, in any of the missions. And the blueprints will allow you to create better weapons. Or you can just go online and buy it.
Do they look different, or do they just level up a weapon skin?
They'll all play differently. Going through and watching some stuff online, they all will play differently. Like, you can you can dual wield repeaters, or you can have a single.
What I'm getting at is, do they give you different weapon models? Do they look different themselves?
Yeah, the different models, different play styles. Okay. They actually even have a glaive they came out with recently that looks like the thing from Krull.
Okay, that's cool.
So really? You can just start slinging that thing, and it's a melee weapon.
What was
that? I think it's a trash can.
Ah.
Yeah, and you get a melee weapon and like a long range and a short ranged.
Okay,
we're good. I always park right next to those dumpsters, and then I hear that. I'm like, wait a minute.
It's like a snake.
It looked like a snake or an owl.
Maybe we'll go with owl.
So it's more like an MMO raid that you can actually solo feasibly.
It's not massive. It's just multiplayer. It's just like an online multiplayer game.
Is it third person or first person?
It's third. A real close third. And then when you actually, you can zoom in with your gun. You don't get iron sights, but you get over the shoulder.
So it just puts crosshairs?
Well, yeah. You just maintain the same crosshairs and stuff. So
it'll almost be like one of the camera options from Gears then.
Yeah, that's something about right.
Yeah, and you get all sorts of different abilities. The one I picked, it comes with invisibility. You only get a choice of 3 frames. You have to actually build the other frames to, if you want to use different abilities, you know. And it looks like they're just thinking of every ability option they can think of and putting it in a frame. And it's pretty neat. I just haven't got too far into it. I played it for a couple hours yesterday.
Yeah, and it's pretty much free, right?
Yeah, it's free to play, free to download. I think it's even still in beta for now. So it's not even...
Did you have any problems with matchmaking or anything like that?
No, not really, because I think you can actually even go into a mission and kind of start it, and then people will just jump in. It's almost a jump in, jump out multiplayer.
Yeah, can they
it's a weird cohesion of all these different style of gameplay.
Can they mess you up?
Works.
Can they, like, they don't ever go against you, they just help you, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We could be in a party and, like, on Steam, and you could say, jump in my game or something like that.
Yeah, and you just, even if you're higher level, you can go back to the other lower levels.
Oh, okay.
You'll definitely overpower all of it and overgear it, but...
Well, I have a 3-day weekend, that's why I'm wondering. So...
Ooh, you're off that 3-day?
I'm off. I don't have that flex.
Oh, I thought you meant for the holiday.
No.
No. Is it this weekend you're off for 3 days?
Is it this coming up weekend? And I don't have a lot of obligations, so I won't be gaming a lot.
Nice.
Well, you can get on when you're off. And
singleness.
So I will definitely play some Warframe or something.
Aside from Warframe, what else have you been up to? You've been gone a while.
Work.
Work. So work. You played 3 hours of Warframe the last month?
No.
What else?
Well, I mean, just World of Warcraft, man. A lot
but
of watching.
You're
a lot
getting
of.
Away from that.
I'm trying. Well,
it's like
games
like
kind of made me mad.
It's like cracks. Man, I'm really trying, but man.
Well, Gamefly was making me angry. Made me angry.
Why is it making you angry?
I really wanted Injustice, and
oh,
it was
yeah,
it was
can't.
Low.
Yeah, you can't.
So you know, I deleted everything off of it and sent it back. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I played Metal Gear. I sent back Devil May Cry. Played Metal Gear Solid Revengeance. Sent that back at the first day.
Really
didn't like it.
No. It was one of those things, it's like when you first start out, it's, you know, I'm teaching you everything and you're just mowing through dudes.
I didn't like the controls.
The controls didn't bother me. Well, I take that back. Yes,
that sword control.
The weird dodge or block, I had never figured that out. And if you don't block, you're pretty much done for.
So, Matt, do you like mowing through dudes? Is that what I'm hearing?
I like mowing through me some dudes.
So, I have a question. I was going to ask you now. Never mind. Oh, I was going to say, I wish they would do like what Blockbuster does when you have the access to the sending out the disc. Because if you click on it, it'll tell you you can't get this till like some of 2014.
Yeah.
Gamefly doesn't do that. It makes me
2014.
Mad. It makes me mad because I had Injustice on there and I clicked on it. It was like, low. And I had Injustice in the number one spot before.
Oh,
it
I did too. I
before
had,
it even was available like
I
3 weeks.
Injustice and that. Nino, Nuni, Kuni, whatever
yeah.
it is, that real popular RPG that's out
yeah.
now. And then I had God of War 3.
And they sent you
God
of War
3
first.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I really... Because I was kind of turned off. I think I found something out about myself. Like, when I was younger and was like at home and doing nothing all the time, like, I really liked those real high-paced Dynasty Warrior.
Yes, Dynasty Warrior.
Old Devil May Cry.
So I used to go over James from our old WoW Guild's house and play Dynasty Warriors and get really drunk.
God,
Dynasty
yeah. Warriors.
I mean, that's fun. That's
before
fun
we
to
got,
do.
Right before we got into WoW. Like, we're talking...
Yeah.
We used to do Dynasty Warriors during this, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, those games were fun then, but now I guess I've just gotten older and with... My
get
bad
War,
I get Warcraft.
Are you that guy that's like, I don't understand this technology?
No, I found, you know, I just can't get in that mental state of just blanking out and just killing stuff anymore. Like, I have to have that story and reasoning and, you know.
You need that backstory.
I need something to grab onto and that's maybe cool. Adventure around a little. Like, so I found myself, I think I've realized.
Through some dudes,
but
I've got something
you
to grab onto.
But
yeah,
I'm going to
mow through
like
some
open
dudes.
World.
I don't like open world. I'm talking more like Uncharted.
But
Tomb Raider. Like, you can
that,
do a little bit of exploring and do a little bit of killing and
but I have a question.
Climbing and stuff.
Like
I like more adventure games.
Sir, if that's what you're looking for, we got the game for you. Dark Souls.
Yeah,
it's for you though.
That's the thing though, is because they pissed me off so bad, and I didn't want them to send me anything else. I had deleted everything on my queue, and Dark Souls and Demon Souls was on it. So
Demon Souls was free on PlayStation Network.
Hey,
if you get the year deal.
Oh, are you not? Gotcha.
Where you have to sign up for the year subscription.
Do you want
to
borrow it?
If you got it, yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, no. I'll play it. I'll play it. I want to play my PlayStation again, and I have nothing to play.
What? But. Find a flaw in your logic,
what?
Matt. You hate open world, but WoW's the biggest open world I've ever seen. It is.
Well, it is, but there is still stuff to do. Like, I can do other things than just, like...
But you can't say you hate open world then, because WoW is true open world, because you can go run through a forest all day long and encounter stuff. It's open world. Come on now, Matt. Think about it. Blew your mind. I know
what. No, because I think I've had this argument with Justin before.
Did
too.
You?
That's
okay.
Why, yeah.
Thank you for at least
it,
bringing this.
Like, I think we've argued about this before, and I complained about Red Dead Redemption or something. And he's like, well, you know, World of Warcraft's like open world.
Well,
I know
least,
I've had this argument a
listen,
ton of times.
If two people or more tell you this, then you may want to reevaluate your life.
Yeah, but see, if I want to get on and do nothing but dungeons, I can do nothing but dungeons. I get on and want to do nothing but dailies, I can do nothing but dailies.
Dailies are
if I want to do nothing but LFR, I can do nothing but LFR. I can set a single goal for
looking
the guy I want to play today.
That don't play well.
Huh?
Looking for raid for those of you.
Yeah,
don't
looking
play
for
well.
Raid, sorry. Anyway, but I can set myself for a single goal and mission.
You can do that in Skyrim.
No, you can't.
You like go to sleep.
You
can
wander
like,
off and do nothing for 5.5 hours
see,
and then get bored.
Yeah, you can.
If I made a comic strip, it would be Matt and his fear of the open world.
If you're playing a game, then you'd be like, hello, it's me, open world. No, I hate you, open world. Get away.
Well, but, you know.
And
I
then the little angel on his shoulder is Blizzard.
Hey, they're great games. I mean, you can't.
Except for Diablo 3.
But we don't talk about that.
But no, which one's worse, Diablo 3 or SimCity, the new one?
Well, that's not Blizzard.
Oh, I know, but I mean, the whole hatred. Which one's worse?
I never had a problem with Diablo.
Yeah.
Like, I got on fine and played fine. Never
that
got
wasn't my
out.
Problem. My problem was how they restructured the classes and how they made a lot of your choices.
Right.
It made everything a lot more I didn't experience a lot of that. Yeah. My problem was how they redesigned the skill trees.
My issue is
plan through it 5 times to get the cool shit.
And for that, I'd have to say that my hatred of the Diablo 3 is more than the new Sims, because I went into that with a whole lot higher expectations.
Well,
than
and
Sims.
That's part of it too, is managing your expectations, and you don't do that with Blizzard. I mean, it's just
you just expect greatness.
You
out
just
of the
expect
game.
Greatness.
You
from
just
the
I
game.
Expected a you know a 10 out of 10 or whatever, and I got into it, and I was like, man, this is really cool. And about
well,
a week
yeah,
by, and I was like, man, there's something really fucked up with this. I don't really want to play it anymore.
But you also played a witch doctor, and you saw how cool it was me running around as a.
Yeah, and then I
just
saw, and
mowing things down.
Yeah, but you look at, like, they do the DPS counters for Witch Doctors, and they had the highest DPS at that time.
You were also, like, switching everything.
DPS counter.
Like, every fight, you were like, oh, hold on. I gotta switch this out.
Because I wasn't satisfied.
I wouldn't switch this out. Now, this is particular DPS is good for that. I mean, you sounded like elitist jerks, so...
Hey, but I was that at one point.
Well,
ooh,
I know.
In your face, he has a point.
RL here. Thank you very much.
Justin, what have you been
short
doing?
Short round's getting angry.
Oh, I'm gonna let Matt continue. I got plenty to talk about.
What else have you been doing, Matt?
Not a lot. I need to check out that new Netflix series.
The one with Kevin Spacey?
No, I watched that. House of Cards is awesome.
House of Cards is good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Good.
They did another one. It's supposed to be a horror one. It's like something Grove, like Wolf Grove or Hartford Grove or something. And I've got it set up on my queue, and I want to watch it. But
Earl's gonna phone fact check that.
I will find out exactly what it is. This just in: Justin is a douche.
I think Earl's smartphone addiction is the worst I've ever seen.
The crazy thing is, he has the same smartphone as me, except my touchpad or my touchscreen doesn't work very well. So I freaking
this
hate
is
it.
What, no, no,
speaking
you know why mine
which,
works so well? This is what I have to do all the time.
Yeah,
because if it gets any kind of wetness on it, it freaks out. It's all
it,
like, I want to text this. I'm like, I'm trying
just,
to make a call.
Mine just sits there and just goes like, Q, 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 R, R, R. And
oh,
like,
mine will do the whole little thing, and then I'm all
and
like.
The whole thing like starts like going back and
so
forth.
So then I'm like, no, I don't want that. And then I'll go here and it's like, I'm going to call this dude you ain't talked to in 2 years. I'm like, no, I want to call someone else.
Like, I accidentally called my dad like 4 times the other night trying to call my girlfriend, and I just about threw my fucking phone.
I've never had those problems with you.
What do you got?
Look how small that thing is.
I don't care. It's small.
It is what
works.
I've never had problems with this one. Speaking of which, actually, there's my highlight of the week. HTC Evo 4G LTE.
We have the regular 4G LTE.
The highlight of my week last week, I forgot. They've turned LTE on at the tower by my house on Tuesday. So I've been sitting in my house with LTE just
I just turned
geeky.
My Wi-Fi. I mean, I got 33 megabits per second now.
Oh, I need
that's what Trent was saying. I remember that.
I need to replace my Wi-Fi router. I get...
Well, I got an N+. I mean, an N+ is still great.
I wonder about how cool these pins are.
I'm getting...
these pins have a stylus built
10 to 12
it.
megs a second download off that LTE and off of my Wi-Fi router. For some reason, my phone only pulls like two.
What?
I don't even think about that. Earl said they're using the eraser butt on my pants.
It's not an eraser butt. It's stylus. That's what it's supposed to be.
Is it really supposed
yeah,
to be?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. These pins are amazing. It's
that,
a stylus.
That's what
didn't
that
even
know
had it the entire time.
Yeah.
What is a fucking eraser for?
You don't understand.
Dude,
that's what this,
dude,
that's
they,
a, it's not an eraser, dude. It's a stylus.
I didn't know it's an eraser. It's just like it's a rubber
dude,
pin.
I remember when they gave us those. They told us that when they gave us those pins, man.
It's an amazing thing. Look, bam.
What? Nice. Yeah, your touchpad's not the greatest.
He's got that twinkle in his eye like, fuck you guys. Fuck
he's
you
like,
guys.
This is amazing. Patrick at work, he has the Android tablet.
Yeah.
So whenever he has it on the kickstand, so whenever he's doing stuff, he just has this pen, he'll like a cigar and a...
He feels all important now that he's manager.
I know. Yeah, so as a coach, yeah, he's all like, he'll just do that little twig thing and go back and use it as a pen. So, what else? Anything else, Mr. Matt?
No.
Did you
watch
StarCraft lately or anything?
Oh, yeah. I was watching StarCraft before I came over. That's why I was
ooh,
late.
That's true. You were talking about some
the,
guys
the,
in
the WCS, the Premier League StarCraft.
Is that on MLG?
Yes.
Is it, do you have to do the pay subscription for it or no?
Nope. Because
is it
it's an officially sponsored Blizzard thing. It's free to everybody. So you get 1080p, jump in.
Nice.
What's that going till?
It was actually on the start of the last match. Right before I left. Yeah.
So it'll be done tonight.
Was they?
Well, they keep promoting their YouTube site, and they keep saying that immediately after the matches are done, they immediately post it in 1080p on YouTube.
So, Matt, was day 9 doing the commentary for that?
No, it was Axelov and some other guy I've never seen before.
Because I like day 9's commentary for StarCraft. It's amazing.
Well, and I think a lot of their commentators, even though there's like a large group of them and they do a lot of, you know who they are, I think it's still based like those are the MLG guys. Day 9 is a part of whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a part of MLG, I thought.
Total Biscuits part of
another. I thought he was too.
Yeah.
He's
because,
just
I don't know. Every time I've tuned in, it's always been the same two guys. So,
and they didn't pan up or something.
But the Terrans were kicking ass, so I was happy about that.
You know, the interesting thing about watching StarCraft is just kind of learning new tactics as things go by. Like, I know I won't be as fast as those crazy South Koreans, but or even some of the crazy like.
Well, the one dude that kept
damn crazy South Koreans.
Well, what, 350 keystrokes a second or a minute?
One of them, actually tonight, he said his average was 450.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
But he
450 actions
per
minute.
Does he have, like, five hands on one
he
arm?
Pretty much, like, watching him play, he pretty much wiped the floor with the guy.
So his fingers
yeah, but he wasn't
so
just
fat.
Doing that, like, swipe thing.
Well, they show it from the angle of the commentator, so you don't actually see them doing their keystrokes.
I like it when they sometimes like get a close up on the keyboard and you're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like you just see fingers blur and it's crazy.
Yeah, but those guys have their keyboards
but you know what, though,
like crazy.
But you know
yeah.
what, though? They got to be that fast because, I mean, some of those prizes that you get, even just for like League of Legends, I mean, that's how you
well,
make
League
your
of Legends
money.
Is like the biggest multiplayer yeah. game in the world right now.
But that's how you make your money. You get. You know, you've got to win those, so you got
to
do something.
League, that's free to play.
Yeah, League of Legends
yeah.
is free to play.
Yeah. I would like to play
Chuck League. Likes League of Legends. I know he plays it.
Have you played it?
My nieces, well, on my wife's side, her nieces and nephews, they play the crud out of League. They just play casual, but they play League of Legends off the wazoo, and you wouldn't even think that they'd be the kind that would play it. They
speaking
love
of games like that, there's a one that I've talked about before you guys were on the show a lot, and that was Smite. Have you tried Smite out yet?
There's people at work that do that. Chad has like the guy that's next to Steve-O. He always.
I know Chad.
Doing, yeah, he always is looking at the Smite stuff.
Hands. Buddy of mine has small hands.
Exactly.
He has speedy little fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's another game that I saw that's apparently really popular in Russia right now called Panzer, and it's a League of Legends / Smite kind of.
Panzer.
Like you should try
Panzer.
Smite,
but it's like you know big hulking green orcs.
Oh.
And like
yeah,
random
right.
humans and stuff, and it's pretty neat. I'd like to try it out, but again, it's like that playing people on there would be the same as like me playing you. Where No. I'm just like, if me and you were to go in, we would get fleeced. Like nobody's business.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, these people have been playing forever. They've been playing those style of games.
Well, I think you really should check out Smite because it is LOL, but it's basically third person.
Yeah, well, that's how that Panzer is.
And it's just, there's something about it being third person. I like the aiming, of course, is free aim, but it's not sniping by clicking a line, basically, you know. It's sniping like aim up your targeting reticle and then
sniping
shoot.
Sniping like in a church group out in the woods where they're laughing at you while you're trying to find them.
Not that kind of sniping, but...
Oh, my bad. I was on the wrong page. But, yeah, they actually... On the Panzer, it actually has more of a King of the Mountain deathmatch.
Well, that's cool.
Style.
Yeah, they got one of those...
Games.
Well, aside from the basic tower defense stuff that they do on Smite, they also have the tower defense... Or not tower defense, but like King of the... It's territories, so it is kind of like King of the Hill, but it keeps rotating.
Yeah, and I guess that Panzer also had, like, Arathi Basin.
Ooh, Arathi Basin.
Well, I got Arathi Basin style, where you capture the nodes. But instead of staying, you keep
going forward. I do miss Arathi Basin, really.
Yeah.
That was fun.
You know, they've actually allowed you to downvote maps.
Shut up. I'm not playing it again.
I haven't played WoW in, like, 5 years.
I haven't played WoW in 4 years.
5 years. I stopped it when I went on the traveling team.
I had a shitty internet connection when I got 20 back
minutes.
from KC, and I decided I wasn't going to play anymore. I was going to quit my addiction there.
Yeah, I haven't played WoW in 4 years.
I have a friend that
quitters.
She's a
fucking
gamer.
Quitters.
She went back to
no
WoW,
sir.
She's
I found a life
all over again.
I got
a life.
This is what everybody says. It's like, oh, World of Warcraft dirt. Like I go out. Today, me and my wife went out and had lunch and. We went and went to Walmart, did grocery shopping, bought baby stuff, came home, rearranged the bedroom, and then I played WoW.
There you go.
Well, no, I realize that. I'm just saying there are other games out there.
Yeah.
I play other games! That's what I'm saying! I don't want to play World of Warcraft, then play another game.
That's
I'm
right.
not one of
those
other
games.
I play World of Warcraft. Or I watch StarCraft. Why?
There's nothing wrong with
it. So you should try out Smite. There's no investment other than time.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with WoW. I mean, it's just some people outgrow it. My brother stopped playing it, and it wasn't because he outgrew it. It's just he got hacked, and he called Blizzard, and Blizzard basically was like, every time someone does that, you know, they have to hack, they pay for a subscription. So as long as we make money off of them, we're not going to do anything. And he had, like, the authenticator. And they're like, we'll replace all your stuff. He goes, no, if you're not going to do something about a problem, they'll never play your stuff again. He stopped playing any Blizzard. He won't play any Blizzard product whatsoever. He's truly anti-Blizzard. He was the biggest WoW. He was the biggest WoW lover of all.
Well, I mean, me and you got to a point where we were doing some pretty serious raiding for a little while.
I enjoyed the raiding.
I mean, me and Matt, what we were doing twice a week, and then basically gearing up
3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I just got tired of it. By the time I finished Wrath of the Lich King, I was just tired.
So,
well, that was the thing, though. Was like, and there was even that lull with Cataclysm where it was just kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a real long time. And then they brought out Mists of Pandaria, and it's just...
Back.
It's better. I mean, it's just like, you can almost forget Cataclysm. Like, I'm even forgetting... I ran into some guys at work that play, and they have their own... They're on a server, they have their own guild, and a lot of people that I work with play WoW, and they finally convinced me to join their server, and I started a new character, and I'm just like, oh, at this level I can go here, at this level I can go here, at this level I go here, and then I thought, I skipped Cataclysm entirely. I was like, I could go straight to Pent. Oh, no. I gotta do Cataclysm content.
Are you doing Horde or Alliance?
Alliance.
Still?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm gonna move on from that.
What are you doing?
And what have you been doing?
So, a couple things. I really want to play the new Metro game, Last Light.
I saw a commercial for that today.
Yeah, you said
watching StarCraft. And
you said you were
really
playing
awesome.
2033, and
I was
falling back in love.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it at all last week, but that game's moody as shit. Like I've had that game for well on, like since it came out. I want to say it went on a Steam sale like maybe 6 or 7 months after it came out. I picked it up. Never installed it, never really had the time for it. I was like, oh, this is all right. Like, I got to the very basic opening sequence. I was like, I don't feel like doing this. I'm going to go play something else. Doesn't matter what it was. It was something else. And I loaded it back up, and I was like, you know what? This is kind of cool. So it's 2033 in Russia, and like nuclear fallout's happening again. That's already piquing my interest because big fan of the Star Wars series. Big fan of the Fallout series. But this is way darker than those series, which is saying something because Stalker's pretty dark. This is darker than Stalker. And introduces you to the basic game mechanics right off the bat. It's like, all right, so we're in these like tunnels, and you get out of these tunnels, and then you're going to get on the ground, on the surface. The air is poisonous, put on your gas mask. Here's your timer that tells you how much air you have with this filter. There's no HUD aside from the crosshairs. So your HUD is like your watch that you can hit T to pull up your watch. Your damage is, you know, it's the jam screen, basically. You can take some medication to help it out. Your ammo is... actually, there is something. When you start shooting, you do see your ammo. But, like, it's more visual than that. Like, they have these, like, crappy-ass machine guns. I don't know what the hell they are. Not the AKs, but the other ones that are like the... what's that Chinese, like, assault rifle that you can get really cheap?
Oh, the...
Starts, it didn't start with an S. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like $140.
SKS?
Yeah. It looks like an SKS with a side-loading magazine. And the side-loading magazine, you can see all your bullets in it. So you jam it in on the left side and watch it kind of pull over to the right side. And that's kind of your visual indication of how much ammo you have.
See, that's neat. I like that.
That thing shoots like crap. But, you know, it's, again, you're, like, dealing with, like, really crappy weapons in disrepair. And then I had like a pistol, like a revolver. And so I started off, and there's all these like crazy, like mutant rat monkey things, like baboons mixed with a rat mixed with something fucking evil. And they were like roaming the countryside. Like, we're not talking like 10 or 15 of them. Like, you get to a point and you look over at the horizon, there's just like a fog, and there's hundreds of them. And they start running across the road like a huge ass pack of hyenas. They don't notice you at first, but they're kind of creepy. They kind of got big shoulders, long arms, you know, glowing eyes or whatever. It's kind of at night during the middle of this, like, wasteland. You're kind of like outside of Moscow or something where it starts out. And then one of them turns and starts attacking you, and then more of them turn and start attacking you. So the game starts out with, like, a huge-ass onslaught of these creatures where you're being completely overrun. And it's like, oh, here comes demons, and the demons are these giant-ass bats that, like, take out your fucking Jeep. Like, start just, like, wreaking havoc. Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you hit any of the big mutants yet?
Have you played it?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
I love that game, actually.
So, you move along, and that game is moody as fuck. Like, I really did not realize how moody that game is, but, like, once you get into the tunnels, you realize there's a little bit of an element of the supernatural to the game. Like, it gets, like, all dead space on your ass. And you run into an area in the tunnel, and... like, it looks like there's noxious gas, but nobody's putting on their gas mask, and everybody passes out in your little rail car. Like, everybody's, like, going through. And then, like, you wake up, and there's all these fucking creatures all over the place attacking you, trying to eat your friends, and it just gets, like, all sorts of fucked up all in a hurry. And there are, like, different sequences where you'll be in a tunnel, and, like, things just start getting fucking weird, and your guy starts freaking out and having psychotic
episodes.
You
definitely piqued my interest.
It's, like, $5 on Steam right now. But
what is
it's
it?
Like
2033?
Metro 2033. Really good looking game, by the way.
Ooh. It's like a mix between.
You're right.
He took a hit off of his vapor cigarette.
That e-cigarette must be terrible.
No, I got some of the e-juice in my throat. That's horrible.
First time I got some juice in his throat.
So
what?
Metro 2033. To sum it up, it almost feels like Fallout. But it's got that darker, creepier element, almost like if you took
it's like
Doom 3 and brought it more modernized.
There's different factions. So aside from these crazy creatures, like you have like the communists, you have the Nazis, you have the capitalists, you have all sorts of different factions, and you run into these camps. You have bandits.
Yep.
The section I didn't care for too much, but I kind of got through, was that first stealth section with the bandits.
Oh, yeah.
But I found a pretty good way to... It took me probably 10 tries.
Yeah, if you don't like the bandits there, just wait.
I figured out throwing knives, and I figured out how to take out people silently with those, and then I found a silenced weapon, so I started shooting out lights or turning them off, and then it gets pitch black, but some of those guys have night vision goggles and can spot you. And so I started taking that out. And then I realized how freaking powerful those pipe bombs are. Like, oh, you throw a pipe bomb, and it, like, a room this, like, it'll clear up my an area the size of my apartment. Like, it's powerful as shit.
Some of these pipe bombs, and they'll upgrade.
Oh, it's 14.
Later on in the game, they'll upgrade. And literally, these pipe bombs almost get to, like, Starship Trooper kind of outrageous with the mini nukes.
Would you say
pipe
that?
Bombs are awesome.
Matt,
you're looking at it on Steam.
I'm looking at it on Steam.
You said 14. Oh, it's 14.
Yeah, it's 14.
That's still cheap.
Way too much.
So, but the thing,
it's worth $15.
Well, heck, off of GameFly,
I'll say that.
Mass Effect 3 for $17.99.
Well, so what I'm getting at though is like the other thing.
Nobody wants that game because of the ending.
Hey, but that game, that ending is still around.
You know what? We had no problems with the ending. Justin and I have said this before over and over again. The ending was perfect. I think people
expected
more of a cinematic type Shepherd Lives thing.
Wow, that's good for me. Thanks.
I think people expected like 75 different outcomes based on the thousands of decisions you made, but realistically they weren't going to be able to do that. But back to Metro, the thing that I did like a lot is like when you're getting above ground and you've got all this poisonous gas basically that's kind of hurting you. Your guy will start to breathe heavier, and he starts sounding like he's got asthma or something. But he's trying really hard to get through that filter. So you hit G, swap out your filter. It's got other crazy things, like your flashlight has like a rechargeable battery, and so you pull up this little thing and like pump it up, and it pumps up your battery power, and then it keeps that way for like 5 or 10 minutes, and you got to pump it up again, which is really cool. But
yeah, it looks like this box with a stress ball on it. Just give you some reference, and you're just sitting there squeezing this fucker. Charge your battery.
But the thing that just impressed me so much, just like the immersion level, like when you start getting attacked like crazy when you're on the surface and you're wearing that gas mask, the gas mask starts getting beat to shit, so you got cracks all over the place, you can't see anything.
Oh yeah.
And then you gotta find another gas mask to swap out with.
That's cool.
By scavenging to get something else.
Yeah, it's almost like in Time Crisis when you start taking damage. The screen starts looking like that. Your mask is breaking up everywhere.
But, like, it's genuinely creepy in parts. Like, there are parts of that game that's like, you know what? I'm going to save it for later. Because I don't want to mess with this. Like, there's ghosts in the game. There's... they had a pretty cool backstory with how, like... because of the nuclear bomb, like, it took them so fast that it trapped their soul in the same dimension. Because they didn't die. They died too fast. Things like that, which were kind of cool. But the,
So they're basically ghosts in the show.
I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
But it's the immersion level in that game is better than any game I've played in a long time. And playing that, I actually kind of forgot about all my other games. Because I got so far into that, and I was like, I am going to keep playing Metro.
That's what you were saying Saturday night, was it? It was hard for you to pull away from it just to...
Yeah, because I did want to play some Mass Effect, but I did play more Mass Effect. I got through most of the Citadel DLC. I'm not to the point where I'm doing the party, but I wanted to assemble more of my team before I did the party part of it. Citadel DLC is pretty fun. And just mostly playing through DLC, I've played through about 25 hours without barely touching on the mission. I messed with the Genophage stuff.
Yeah.
Without giving too much away for people who haven't played it. But aside from that, like, I'm 30 hours in and all I've played is DLC and I haven't finished it yet. All
right.
Did you just buy Metro 2033? It's $15 well spent, sir.
Yes,
and
it is, sir. Trust
Last
me.
Light is supposed to be new and improved Metro, and that comes out in a week and a half.
Yeah, I know.
Like next, what, next
well,
Tuesday,
I got,
I think?
The one I'm waiting for now that I'm actually going to buy is going to be Last of Us. I've got that.
I'm going to be playing that.
Last of Us looks interesting.
No, I didn't get Star Trek. So to explain that, and then I'll kind of touch on some of the other things real quick. Star Trek kind of looked like a hot mess, and I wasn't sure what to think about it. So I watched a lot of Let's Play videos from, like, various different sources. A lot of things were glitching a lot of the videos. It borrowed a lot of elements from a lot of other things, but the AI seemed stupid as hell. Like, they had a couple of Gorns trapped behind a couple of pillars, and they get out, they go further back, and then they pop out. They get too close, and they go in circles. And so it's just like, you know what? If you're a AAA game...
That's a problem. I even did this when I worked
franchise
at Toys
games.
R Us. It's movie games, anything by Disney, you just don't buy it.
Well, when the opening credits of CBS, you know, no real game companies for the most part.
You also have to look at it this way. The only decent Star Trek game I have ever played was Legacy, and that was just for the simple fact
that there's a handful of people that swear by Star Trek Online, but not this guy.
But that was just because the ship mechanics were solid. Other than that, there hasn't been a decent Star Trek game.
Well, it's just if anybody plays games long enough, they know that those games that they come out with, like the Star Trek game, they're just pumping that out as fast as possible to catch up. Because, you know, people are like that mindset, if they made a video game of this, it'd be really awesome. And so they want to get it out as quickly as possible when the movie comes out.
Right.
So that way they can bank on you wanting to play that game.
So there's not a lot of Q&A, and the budget doesn't allow for them to do something big and epic like a real video game.
Yeah.
It's just something fast and quick and shoved out to mark on franchise.
So it's all just... usually with those games, I just don't even care.
I was going to try to rent it, and I was like, no, I got Injustice. I'm going to play some more of that. And speaking of Injustice, Lobo and Catwoman are coming to Injustice.
Who?
Lobo. Not Catwoman. Fuck
Batgirl.
Batgirl, yes.
Batgirl and who?
Is she in a wheelchair?
No, this is not Barbara Gordon. This is not Barbara Gordon Oracle.
This isn't Oracle. No.
That would be kind of awesome, though, if she'd have, like, rockets in her stuff. And
no, she would just go, then some superhero would come in and fight for her.
So you should, if you haven't played Injustice, that game's badass.
She would. She'd call
it. See, that would be neat, because then she would become that. You include her in the game, and then she could be like that, you know, Sang-Soon.
Yeah, Sang-Soon.
You can go in and hit a couple buttons, and you can pick a hero and change up your...
Exactly.
That would be interesting.
So
there you go.
There you go, Netherstorm.
I know that a friend of mine that programs that game listens to the show occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to say anything bad about Injustice, but I will say this. I don't think it's going to hit the hardcore market, but for people that remember that kind of game, for people that grew up playing Street Fighter, for people that grew up playing basic Mortal Kombat, for people that grew up that didn't do the tournament stuff but wanted to play a fun fighting game with friends, I think it's freaking amazing. But the reason I say that is I think there's some balance issues with the game. I think the supers are too easy, I think some of the moves are too easy to pull off, or the combos are too easy to chain together for it to become that viable for, like...
Well, yeah, but you gotta...
You remember
back in the day just trying to do any kind of special move and, like...
But it's
like
some
of the
said,
old school Mortal Kombat stuff was pretty hard.
But like you said, it's that fun party fighting game. I mean...
It's really...
You drug me in there, and literally in the first 5 minutes, I had combos going, you know?
It's a game.
It wasn't that much of dragging, was it? It's like, hey, I got Injustice. All right, do it.
It's one of those games that I think appeals to a wider audience than even a Mortal Kombat. I'll be frank with you. It's because it's got a decent story mode, which I think should be a staple. And I really wish they'd do another Mortal Kombat style. Did you play the newest Mortal Kombat? The story
was excellent.
It's like 20-hour long story mode that takes you through like the whole universe basically and it's unique to each of the characters. You can replay the story mode with different characters and it changes a little bit based on each character. And it's
so Street Fighter.
Street Fighter, whatever you did, the old school Street Fighter stuff.
You're thinking more of the tower. The tower changes per character.
No, the story mode's fixed. No, I don't mean it's bad. I mean, like, if you play Raiden, you'll play through Raiden's story as he goes all the way up the chain.
That's what I'm saying is, you're talking ladder mode. The actual story to the game was set, and you play a certain character based on where you are in the story.
Oh, yeah. That part, yes. That is correct. But it changed characters all throughout. It wasn't just...
Yeah, you
Injustice,
weren't just
Injustice
playing,
starts off
okay.
with, Injustice gets through different, I think, 5 or 6 guys, but you don't play that many people.
So
and it's about 4.5 hours long.
Too much fighting in here.
But, yeah, Injustice, I will say, I'm actually having more fun with Injustice than Mortal Kombat. Blasphemy, but it's really enjoyable.
That is blasphemy, but it was enjoyable.
Well, it's because the supers are a little easier to do, I'll just be honest with you. I'm not very good at fatalities. You can do Raiden's fatality,
hey,
that's about it.
I don't even remember having fatalities, but I know it was like 4.5 circles in one direction and hit all these 8 buttons at the same time, and
well,
you
like
might, do an uppercut and punch him.
Are you kidding me? The first thing I remembered when we picked up the new Mortal Kombat was Scorpion's Babality. I shit you not.
Well, I remember just like old school Mortal Kombat, it was just like uppercut combos over again. Down kick, uppercut, down kick, uppercut.
And that's all you did was down kick or uppercut.
Yeah.
If you played those Street Fighters, you did E Honda.
You did the hand slap.
Or you did Chun Li in the leg.
Or Blanca's electric shock.
That was all you did. You just got him in the corner and you're like.
Yeah, it pissed people off.
Mm-hmm. My brother hated that too because he would do it to him. He'd be like, crap!
I used to have a lot of fun with my brother playing those games. Mm-hmm. I played a shit.
I watch those every now and then on Twitch. They'll put up like
you'll see some pretty pro ass people playing it though.
Yeah, but it was funny is because you know the things that we hate, all those cheesy moves that we hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like I even saw this in some of the fighting games, like King of Fighters stuff online and. Watching the StarCraft tonight, that they are still out there, and these guys are high level. I don't see how they're high level, and I'm still bronze or something, you know? Like, because there's this one guy, he was doing like all ins on like one base, and you're like, what? How did you win this match? On because that's just like betting, a
he's
death.
He's just betting it all and rolling the dice, see what happens, and just keep getting lucky.
Well, he swept.
Or other players are just not betting on him doing all these all ins.
True, but.
So
it's still one of those things. It's like you still have to have a reasonable amount of skill to even get up to that level, and you're expected to do some cheese, like you know, even in Street Fighter, like if you miss a fireball, you know,
or
you can get away with that fireball cheese if you miss it, you don't get punished.
Man, just me with Ken, it's just like I can fireball all damn day, dude. I just shoot one after the other after the other.
Well,
dude.
You've always been a little bit of a flamer.
Oh, fuck off. But it's, I will say, like, Injustice, like, I mean, I get stuck on trying to do supers. I won't lie. I mean, just because they look really cool. But
well, they do look cool. That's,
it's getting to that level where you can just, like just do it automatically and know that.
I've never been able to do that at all. Tekken was the worst.
I've been playing some Tekken, too.
You think you would be able to do it, and then you try, and you can't, like, and you start raging out, and you can't, I hate fighting games.
We may do
like
that on the break for a second.
We'll
see.
Paul. I always like playing Paul, though, in Tekken.
Oh, yeah.
Who do I like? I like
Hirachi.
I can't ever say his name because it's Korean, but is it Hao Rang?
Oh, yeah.
I always liked him.
Hao Rang!
Something like that, yeah.
I always picked the characters with the messed up names, like in Soul Calibur. It's Zhang Fa, whatever her name is, the little girl with the traditional Chinese sword. I like how she fights, and I like how Harang fights.
We need to have like a tournament fighter.
Do you remember Virtua Fighter? No, Virtua Fighter was fun.
I was pretty good at that.
Virtua Fighter, yeah.
We used to play that at the truck stop in Catoosa.
Another fun one that didn't make
the
it very
game
far
they
was
had,
too. Original PlayStation Battle Arena Toshinden. That was actually pretty fun.
I'm trying to remember that. I think I played that one, too. Yeah,
yep.
That was pretty awesome.
Yep, that came out around the same time as Tekken.
My favorite one was Samurai Showdown 2.
There was nothing wrong with Samurai Showdown 2. I love the little green guy with the Freddy Krueger claws.
I was good with Jenin. He's
like,
really good.
He would just pile drive him into your chest while he's going around in circles.
And then there was the ninja. I can't remember his name. I was pretty good with him.
Yeah, the big kabuki warrior.
Hanzo. I was really good with Hanzo. Does teleport all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyways, moving along. So the last thing, because I want to go to a break.
Okay.
So
I did go play some Injustice real quick.
Yeah. I did watch. I've been trying out the 3D TV.
I heard about that.
So like, and the reason is just because it's like I've had this thing for like 6 months.
Is that the 3D right there?
No,
that's in his room.
I got you.
Yeah, and so Jurassic Park was on demand.
I heard about this.
$6.99.
I heard about this.
And I was like, I'm going to do it.
Oh, shoot.
Jurassic Park is one of my favorite movies of
all
time.
I love Jurassic Park.
I didn't.
Not the second one.
Not
the third one.
Hey, thanks for being with us for 6 months.
You don't like number three? I like three better than two. Three's better than two.
One's the best.
No, one's always there. But three's better than two, though.
Three is better than two.
I agree.
Did you like two, Matt?
What one was two? What the two was when they went to
two
New York,
was
right?
Lost World. Two was
the one where
they bring the T-Rex back, or is
I like 3 better.
Yeah, 3 is the
best. I don't understand why people hated 3. It was because you went back to the island, you got three. One of the main characters back.
Well, let's face it though, 3 out of all 3 of them was the one closest to any of the novels at all.
I enjoyed
3. So I think there was a huge disconnect with the audience because of it.
I enjoyed 3 because they have the whiny ass little kids. Those kids weren't whiny. Those kids were booking it and tricking. They were like, I can't move the velociraptors.
Yeah, the kid that had the freaking T-Rex fist.
Yeah. Oh, the kids on... Kids on 1 upset me. I love 1, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but they were the reason that people were dying.
Oh, my God.
With those kids.
They were horrible.
Yeah.
And at least in 3, you got... there was so much... 3 was just awesome.
I go 1, 3, 2.
That's fair. So I would say in 3D though, it totally holds up. The special effects hold up.
No, Trent was telling me it had the day after tomorrow syndrome. You have all this great effects, and you have that little 6-minute window where nothing's in 3D.
But it was transcribed over to 3D. So I mean, it was
be the best thing for 3D. The part they didn't put in 3D.
Well, yeah, they didn't put Mr. DNA in
3D. That would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But that aside. It was pretty cool.
But it's the way it should be. 3D is the way it should have gone.
So, trying that out, I really liked it. And I got an active 3D TV, so I'm really, really happy with the results.
My best friend, his sister and her husband have a 3D TV. And I don't know if they're all the same, but if they don't have it in 3D mode, does it make everything look like a horrible B-movie?
No, mine looks...
That's actually a separate setting that's non-3D that can
because
be shut
they have
off.
Theirs in non-3D, and like we watched. Oh, what is that movie, the cartoon movie anime that has Will Ferrell and Brad Pitt? Megamind. We watched Megamind.
That's an awesome movie.
It was great.
That is. It looked like
I love the movie, but it looked like a horrible B cartoon. And everything was just so weird.
It depends on the 3D TV. I have a 1080p 240Hz.
I need to check yours out because theirs was just weird.
Not only that, there is on a lot of the later LCD and LED TVs come out within the last couple of years, there's a separate setting in there apart from 3D. It's like a sound sync or action sync or something like that that'll make it look like that. My TV's got that feature. I had to shut it off.
I hate the horrible
movie. Well, and see, graphics. You gotta remember too though, like, unless it was specifically recorded in 3D, it's forcing it to be 3D.
But Dan, there's
and it's
not
gonna make
3D
it look
mode.
Bad.
But
yeah,
it wasn't
no,
in 3D.
He's
just talking about
not,
if you put it in regular
not,
mode.
Yeah,
in
regular
mode.
It made everything look like a horrible B movie.
Well,
like, I was watching, I was like, I love B movies, don't get me wrong, but I was like, this is really good.
There is a feature in there to shut off that they need to shut off. That's
I haven't been over there in a while, but yeah, I was just watching.
Well, it's like I was going to get one of the, like, no problems with Vizio in general because I've had a few Vizio TVs, but like I was looking at the Vizio 3D TV versus the Samsung that I bought, and the Vizio 3D for $100 more was actually 2 inches bigger, but 720 by, or it was 720p.
Ooh.
And so 720p, when it goes to 3D, it drops the resolution.
That sucks.
So in 3D, right now with active 3D, it'll drop it down to 720 resolution in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the quality of the TV, it still looks good. So speaking of that, I also watched another 3D movie.
Oh, yeah?
And I watched Wreck-It Ralph.
Ooh, God, what is that movie so bad? Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
It's got a lot of references. Like, if you're a gamer our age,
you'll get all of it and you'll love it.
That's why,
like,
I wanted to see it.
Like,
because I told Danny Presley,
I speak
Cubanese. I introduced him to the movie from the preview because I had seen it, and he went and saw it in movie theaters and he loved it.
It's good.
There's parts of it, like towards the end, that I wasn't so keen on. They got stuck in a certain game, but.
It's
before
the
that,
typical Disney heartjerker at the end, but it's still a good movie. I mean,
they're gaming. I like, so they did this thing with FPS that I liked really
well.
Yes,
and so they showed like the behind the arcade cabinet kind of thing, like inside the game. And the FPS, this little robot with a screen and a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the player,
right? So like there are all these troops to support him.
Yeah,
and that were what all the AI people were. And then the FPS, this little robot on treads with a gun, and it was the screen.
So you could see the player on the other side of the screen, and from the, on their side, of course, it looks like dude holding gun.
Yeah.
On the player, on everybody else's side, though, it was just screen holding
just
gun.
Just this little...
Yeah. It looked like Wally with an LED TV slapped on top of his head.
That's funny. It was pretty cute, but...
Makes me sad that arcades have gone...
I tell you what.
Are arcades still around?
I'm going to tell you what.
No. They reopened... Funhouse reopened out in Jinx.
Is that one over there?
And then they shut those. Oh yeah, it's all shut down.
I'll tell you,
any arcade in Tulsa?
Retro.
That's,
well,
they're horrible.
Downtown.
The Max.
Oh, the Max.
The Max.
The Max.
Yeah,
listen, my favorite arcade experience ever.
To go to a bowling alley to go to an arcade.
No, mine was this was Claremore actually had it right, and it was there for like 4 years, and they closed it down whenever the arcade started to go bye bye. But right now it's a. By the Taco Bueno, it's I think it's like a Dish Network DirecTV authorized dealer building now. But when they first had it, it had like the old industrial look, like you would go in, and all the arcades were extremely dimly lit, and that's what made it great. But it had the tubing was like the roof was exposed, the ceiling was exposed, so it had the metal beams and it had
the
drop tubing.
Lighting.
Freaking humid, smelt like BO, because you had no lie, there was 100 games packed in this place. You have like three attendants that just stand there, and the kids would come up and like, chick, 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 here's your money, chick, 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 and that's all they did. And they had everybody played. Oh, you had RoboCop and all the games. This was like,
you're talking about 15
years
ago.
This is like mid-80s. This was the greatness. This was great when the arcades were there. And it was like, I'm not lying to you, it was maybe like the capacity was 250. There was a good 350 kids in there. And it was like, it was so dark, like you would go outside like in the movie theater, you get the movie theater experience, you're like, oh, it's bright, what is this? But yeah, you could literally go in there and lose 8-9 hours. But yeah, it was great. It was like they always were 100 over maximum capacity.
I've never been to a Dave and Buster's. Do they have old school arcades or?
It's all right.
Ish. Yeah.
It's an adult Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't mind having a beer while I play a video game.
And that's what it's there for. I haven't been in a while. They recently remodeled the one
by the Best Buy.
Yeah, by the Best Buy. Well, the only one in town, but
I might go check it out.
Well. I'm kind of disappointed in that one now, because I went to a better Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that's what
Dallas.
They say. They always say, don't go to this Dave and Buster's. You've been to any other.
You
Dave
go to Dallas. If you want to go to Dallas.
Go to Dallas. Even OKC is a whole lot better than this one.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. It felt like an old gangster movie with like pool tables and stuff. But you went to the back, and I mean, it was just games galore. They had this one Mario Kart game. I have pictures of it somewhere. But it was a Mario Kart game, two little seater game, and you actually got to take your picture, and it would put your picture, you know, and it would actually film you while you were driving and stuff.
That's
it was just awesome.
Yeah.
It was the
days of the arcade, like the mall, they had good arcades.
So I still want to get, like, maybe a couple of consoles, like a PS3, an Xbox 360, and then, like, an actual box.
Pop it up.
No, just take it and make it into an arcade console. Yeah. Like, take like a 30-inch screen, build it into a cabinet, and then put all three together.
Which is funny, is because I got a guy at work. He got a computer. He built the cabinet. He's got it pretty much all together. He's got the joysticks in and everything, but he got an old computer and put ROMs on it.
Yeah, that's
like
he's
gonna have like 3,000 something ROM games. Like we're talking like old Neo Geo, Nintendo 64 stuff.
I helped a friend do that for a bunch of old arcade games. Just little cabinet, old monitor, just popped it in
people
there.
People don't understand. They need to bring back the old arcade, because it was so amazing. Because you would have it, and you would have like the set of like four or five, and they were just like diagonally offset, and you just have to just go through there, and you have to narrow. Fat guy was hard to get through there too, because the lines were maybe half of a single lane highway nowadays, and it's so dimly lit, you just lose your mind.
I had a little bit of nostalgia moment. Amazing. I was going to see Iron Man, and I was in line, and I'm not going to get off in that movie because I don't get into that kind of podcast, but sitting in line, I'm sitting there looking, and they have like a Terminator game, and I was like, I'm at an AMC, and they have a game here that
Salvation.
That looks like crap.
Yeah. and it's, I was like, I'm not going to put quarters in something that looks like...
Sunstriders is my Game Boy with the Cowboys. Yes.
Yeah,
Sunstriders.
You know, I would play something like that, but game. Like, you think, remember, like, arcades were, like, the best looking games in the world.
Oh, they were. They always were.
Like, Time Crisis, and it came out, and it's like, yeah. Wow, this is awesome. But
Time Crisis, dude, whenever that one used to be over at 31st and Sheridan, Time Crisis and Initial D.
Remember Soul Calibur, I mean, was one of the ones that originated on arcade.
Soul Calibur. Freaking House of the Dead.
God, I was arcade so much.
I do too. I was happy, and I always took the kids over to the one.
What was it? It was like long gone are the days where every place that could afford to be an arcade was an arcade. You know, I remember when all the CC's around town opened.
Yeah, and they had a lot of games.
That's all of them had a lot of games. But now, you know.
Yeah, but the arcade.
Now they're just covered in cheese.
All the arcade in the United States are dead. Over in South Korea and stuff like that, arcades are big. Even the Philippines.
I wouldn't say all of them in the United States are dead. I think maybe all of them around here are dying off. I would say
it's hard to find a good one.
Yeah, I don't think around here.
Now, like maybe Mall of America, you probably find some good arcades in there.
They actually have a in, I can't remember which one it is, in Kansas City, in one of the casinos. The way they have it set up, it's on a riverboat, and the casino's in the middle of the riverboat. But on the outside is where they have the family-friendly stuff, like the food court and the movie theater. And they actually have a Konami arcade.
Ooh. There is
it's like nothing but like Konami games. That's all
the Riverwalk. There's an arcade.
Where?
Riverwalk.
Is it good, though?
No, that's what I was talking about.
That's where Funhouse moved to, and it shut down.
That's what I'm saying. I think Oklahoma, the arcade.
Yes, because I took my kids there as much as I was like, I want to go to the arcade. Let's go. I would go without the kids. Screw it. I didn't care.
The wife get mad at you. I'm leaving. I'll be back.
I'd go. They still honored those. Not the old coupons, but every now and then you could still get that where you took in like $10 and got $20 worth of tokens.
You know why arcades were awesome? I'll be honest with you right now. But you can't do it nowadays because of all the stranger danger. But in the 80s, you could literally, as I remember, like my mom was dating my old stepdad. They're not together anymore. He's from long time ago, but he would try to impress. So what do you do if you have a kid? Kids play video games. He would literally say, here's $20. They drop you off at the arcade and say, we'll be back in 6 hours. Go have fun. And it's like, there's no adults in the arcade. It's all screaming kids having fun.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, but you can't do that now because of all the stupid people kidnapping kids. But yeah, that's why they were so amazing, because you would never see an adult ever. You're just like, oh, it was amazing, nothing but kids.
But then again, you know, $20 in an arcade way back then would last you 6 hours.
Yeah, it's just like
nowadays, it's like, I'm done with all my tokens. Yeah.
Exactly, because all games are like a buck a pop. Oh, they were quarters. RoboCop. Oh, RoboCop. You just go crazy.
Can I play that Terminator game, the shooter game?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember amazing. Came out on Sega Genesis, and my aunt would tell me, yeah, you come over, and you and my boyfriend could play Terminator. So we'd go over there, and he'd drink a bunch of beer, and I'd play Terminator, but...
Yeah.
And beat him as he got more drunk, but...
I remember my mom always worked part-time when we were little, man, and if she had to go work, she worked out in Sand Springs for this fire protection place. She was a draftsman. She'd just drop us at the arcade for 4 or 5 hours. And
the arcade was the babysitter. It was amazing.
It was.
And then it was great.
Oh, they're amazing.
I didn't have a driver's license, but my parents would let me take the car. And we would all pile in, all underage. None of us had a driver's license.
Never.
And I would snake my way through
neighborhoods
and stuff until I got to the major, major intersection where I had to turn. And we would all just pile in the car and go.
Yeah, but, you know, that was back in the days. I remember when I was 10 or 11 years old. Dad's fixing lawnmower. Needs a part. Literally, we're in Bixby. He's like, take truck. take this up Sutherland's. I need this. You know, and if Bixby PD decided to pull me over, I literally looked 16 then. It was horrible. But if they decided to pull me over, it was like, okay, you go get it, you come and you go back, I'll just follow you home. You know, long are those days gone.
Send your kids up to the store for cigarettes.
Yeah,
give me some cigarettes, kids.
They gave you the note. But you know what, though? I mean, the most horrific car wreck I was ever in was where I almost died. It was with me, my stepbrother, and my stepsister. And we lived in Tallala, and there was an arcade in Ulaga. And it's now where, like, the Paradise Donut Shop is. It's no longer there. But we were going on the back roads because nobody was old enough to drive, and we borrowed the Pinto station wagon. And my brother ended up getting in a really bad wreck on the back roads. But yeah, almost died. Where we're going? Arcade. Let's go arcade. We got $20. Let's go. Yeah, arcade.
See, we were talking about this at work. It's like, how did we survive as children?
I don't understand.
Without helmets and harnesses and...
Yeah, my parents told me, like, one of our first cars had no seatbelts.
Nope.
I used to sleep in the back window. Yeah. Like, we talked about this at work. It's like, I've fallen out of trees. I've jumped off the roof.
My parents had an old Dodge Ram van when I was, like, 6 that had no seatbelts in anything. Literally, you just sit there in the bucket seats, spin around in these bucket seats in this van. She takes turn too tight. Oh, you're thrown out of the seat. Ah, get your ass back up. Get back in.
I think kids...
That's if you're already in the seat.
I
lay down in the bottom somewhere.
I think kids have become dumb because back when I was growing up...
Well, it was natural selection we were growing
up.
All the dumb kids died.
This is the thing. This is the thing. I'm going to be honest with you because nowadays, you leave a kid in the car... You know what I'm saying? Apparently, I can't do that. But nowadays, the kid in the car, even an animal in the car, you're going to get in trouble by the law. I remember when we would go to Walmart or TGNY or that's back then.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Stay in the car. I'll be right back in. What would happen? It'd be like dead heat summer, like 95 degrees. What would happen? No, not even that. I'd be like... All right, I know how to get back in the car. I'm fine. You'd step out of the car. Nowadays, kids are like, I don't know how to get out of the car. I'm going to die.
Well, not only that, so but,
just
you know.
Open the door and get out.
I remember going to job sites with my mom. She'd load us all in. I'll be back in a few minutes. She ends up being there for a couple hours. But it wasn't anything for me to be able to get out of the fucking car. Walk into the front doors of the whatever store they're installing the fire sprinkler systems in and go, hey, can somebody get us some water? And nobody on that job site would think a second thought about getting the kids some freaking water, you know?
All I know is this. We knew how to get out of cars. Nowadays, kids are just dumb and sitting there. I'm going to die in this car. Open the damn door and get out.
I don't remember why we were over there, but we were over at... like 11th and Harvard, and my mom had to run in for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think she was giving money to a friend of hers or something, and she was talking to them, and we were sitting in the car while I was in the front seat, my brother was in the back. I decided to get over and play Star Trek, and I put that thing into warp, and that's when, you know, standards were normal things, so you took out that e-brake.
Yeah.
I just fucking rolled back into traffic. Yeah. Luckily, I swear to God, no, we didn't get hit.
Yep.
And all the cars stopped, and they realized that there were two small children in there.
Yeah.
Didn't say a word, pushed the car back up, put a brake back on, and just went about their business.
Heard a fence at a garage sale because I was asleep in the Pinto, and I was in the front seat, and I turned over, and I accidentally kicked it, the e-brake, and it was in neutral, and went straight down the hill. I got in the bottom of the seat in the floorboard and hit underneath the glove compartment. Thing fell back, destroyed a wooden fence. No one was like, you gotta pay for a fence. They're like, get the baby out, is he okay? We got the fence, it's fine. Yeah. So, natural selection, that's what it was back in the day.
I did practically the same thing. Difference is, my parents had gone in to look at a house to rent. And I put the station wagon through the garage door.
That's funny. Is it break time?
I think we're getting close
Let's
to break
go
time.
To break.
So, considering we haven't been talking about video games for the past 10 minutes.
We'll bring back news here when we get back. And we're back from break. And Injustice.
Injustice.
I think we just got two more people hooked.
I suck at that.
Yeah,
game.
I just may have to buy that game.
It's pretty epic, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you gotta have someone to do that with.
I was gonna buy it, but
I will say, anybody wants to hit me up on Xbox 360, I am down for Injustice anytime.
Oh, don't blame.
Oh, that's bullshit. True. You could play that. That's true. I didn't think about that. That'd be nice.
Yeah, if more people get it, I'd consider doing it as a gauntlet.
Mm, that would be nice.
Yeah.
And he cheats.
I don't cheat.
Yeah, you do.
He hits the same button over and over again.
I did a lot of different moves.
I'm going to give you the same disclaimer.
I missed on my supers like three times. That's like the easiest move to do.
What is?
The supers.
Because it's just two triggers.
He cheated.
I didn't cheat. I just whipped your ass.
It's like, not cheating if I don't get caught.
Well, who did we have? We had... the last one was Green Arrow and what the hell?
Deathstroke.
And we had
Killer Frost versus whatever.
Killer Frost versus Superman.
Superman. Red Sun Superman.
Red Sun Superman.
Beat some ass.
Douche.
And then we had, what's his name? It's not Abomination. It's
Nightmare.
No.
No. Doomsday.
Doomsday. That's right.
Did we just freaking play that game?
I know, like 2 seconds ago. It's Doomsday versus Flash?
Yes. No. Flash. No.
Aquaman.
No, it was Aquaman.
Aquaman.
I kicked your ass with Aquaman.
And Flash was versus, what's his name? I think of him, too. I'm a big fan of him.
Well, that's sad. You're such a big fan, you forgot.
God, I'm such a fanboy. Yeah, I'm not good at those fighting games, I'll be honest with you.
But you just gotta play them a lot.
And there was Joker versus Batman. Yeah, I gotta say, Joker's shit is hilarious.
I like the pie and then just the beat the shit out of the other character for his super, which is cool.
Yeah, it's like the Killing Joke Joker in there. It's great.
Well, and then Batman's super is pretty badass, too.
You run some.
Oh, yeah, I did do it. But you let me do it.
It was cool.
That's him saying, "Go ahead and push."
That's like, don't let him fool you. I shit you not. Justin's beat up ass controller made Doomsday slow as hell.
Oh, you!
But he let me do the super anyway.
He was very generous.
Fucking awesome.
I wouldn't be.
I almost beat you.
I'm pretty sure at some point you just set down the controller and went to take a piss. Like, and you still managed to kick all of her ass.
No, I almost had him with Deathstroke if it hadn't been.
If you had to keep jumping and dive kicking me.
Listen, and by almost, it means you still had at least a full bar left.
Yeah. You had three quarters
of
a bar.
Hey, that's closer than any of you two Jokers
got. But I've played it a lot. I've played it a lot. So, I mean,
you're seasoned.
I got 8 hours of game time, and I've tried all those characters out at one point.
Now you can turn around on me and buy StarCraft combat. Yeah, see how that works?
Yeah.
He's a seasoned veteran.
You go online and play some of those kids online, and they'll just mirror the floor with you, and then you hang out with your buddies.
I won a few matches online.
See, I did too. Whenever I did Soul Calibur 5, I went online. I was like, fuck it.
I won no matches with Tekken, though, because I knew all of them were overseas, and they were seasoned.
Yeah, I got on there, and I pretty much mopped the floor with a lot of guys with Mitsurugi, but then I was like, oh, hell, I'm beating up all these Bs. Let's try an A, and I tried this one A guy.
I'll admit it. I beat a bunch of people online with the new Mortal Kombat, but I totally used smoke, and I cheesed that shit out of them.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. They would be jumping at me, and I'd do one of Mitsurugi's moves, and they'd just stab him in the face, and then I started playing that A guy, and hell, I took the first round, and I was like, fuck yeah, I can totally, no, he just smoked me from then on.
So one of the funnier...
He was like, I'm sorry, I was getting a pizza.
So one of the funnier moments we had in Gauntlet was a long time ago, and Mortal Kombat had just come out, we'd just gotten back from PAX, and I was talking with Ryan from the dev team, and I was like, hey, so we're going to be playing Mortal Kombat. I was like, just sneak into our party, don't say anything, and we're just going to, like, pitch you up against King of the Hill mode. And he lost a couple matches on purpose, and then he won 30 straight.
Oh, dude, that shit was hilarious listening to on Xbox Live. Justin told me we're bringing this dude in. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit back and party and listen. Dude, it was hilarious, man.
Yeah, and he was picking different characters. I mean, he's just like, once he hit King of the Hill mode, he was just all just hands in. But I won't mention his gamer tag because I know it's private, but he's been playing Mortal Kombat for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, but that aside, yeah, Injustice, like, it seems like anytime I bring somebody into it, I was like, just try this game. Now I got Earl and Matt sold on it, so it's
I like it, but I said...
Well, and I wanted to buy it, but I don't have anybody really to play with, and well, I kind of suck at fighting games anyway, so.
Well, you don't have a 360, do you?
No. And I was trying to go save up to get one, but the PS4 and Xbox is going to come out the end of this year, so.
So, maybe no if I get some extra cash in the next couple months, I'll give you mine for like $50.
Aww, $50.
You're gonna have all those people hit you up on email. Hey, man, I'll give you $50 for your Xbox. I don't even know you.
You know what that reminds me of? So, like, I got my Steam profile, and it's public because of the show and things like that. And I don't know if it has anything to do with the show or not, but I got a friend request, and it was said his name was Hyper. I was like, Hyper? It sounds a lot like Hyper Spikey, which is one of the people that we play online with a lot. And I was like, okay, I'll friend him on Steam. Then the guy has a shitload of games. He starts talking like he knows me and all this other stuff, and then starts talking about my hats for the Team Fortress. He's like, I see you don't play a lot of Team Fortress. How about those hats? It's like, I do not do hat trading. And it pissed me off because that's like the sixth or seventh person that's like, friend you. And then start asking for my damn hats. I'm like,
what game was this?
It was on Steam console. So, like, on Steam, you can friend people like 360.
Yeah, but what game was he talking about?
Team Fortress
2. Team Fortress.
And sometimes you'll play
Team Fortress.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't play
You disconnected from PC gaming.
I did. That's what I'm saying.
So Team Fortress is Team Deathmatch. But
oh, my bad. Okay, I got you.
Okay. It's a Deathmatch game. It's from Valve. Yeah. And there's Team Fortress 1, which was popular for like 10 years. And then
they finally came out with 2. And
yeah. Well, maybe not 10 years. But anyways, a long time. And Team Fortress 2, you earn hats.
Oh, okay.
For your character. And you can get hats like I played The Witcher. So I got like this little like wolf emblem. And then I got all sorts of stuff from games that I've bought on Steam that are like...
They don't really do anything, hat. Do they?
No, they're just vanity autos.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what you can get off of Xbox.
You can trade them.
Oh, okay.
So people were like, oh, I'll give you this free game. I'll give you Farming Simulator. I don't want Farming Simulator.
It's like, I want to be a farmer.
And some guy was offering me, you know, and it almost wasn't a bad trade. He's like, so if you give me a few hats, I'll give you Arma 3. I was like, I don't know.
Isn't that just in beta right now?
It's an alpha.
Listen, when I PC...
How is he going to give you an alpha game when it's...
He was like, so just make sure the trade's... I was like, I don't want a fucking trade blocking your ass.
See,
so I don't... Anybody out there that wants to hat trade me, I do not get into hat trading.
When I was PC gaming, it was always just... It was just World of Warcraft. That's all I ever did. So, yeah, I disconnected PC game. And,
For our listeners who do PC game or don't PC game, Steam is the way to go.
Well, no, Steam is the best.
Steam is a downloadable console that you can download games to. New games like Metro's going to be on there, Tomb Raider's on there.
Desir is another one I picked up. Oh, the indie pack that I bought, some of the games you can get on Steam and or Desir.
Yeah.
And Desir is like an indie version of Steam.
How do you spell Desura?
D-E-S-U-R-A.
I'll write it down. D-E-S-U-R-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, it's kind of like, I would say what Steam borrowed off of for their Greenlight stuff. Because they do have a lot of, it looked like they have a lot of indie stuff on there. And I haven't really gone through it yet. I just got it recently.
Well, so Steam, though, I mean, it allows you to party up with people.
I know what Steam is. I mean, my brother has Steam.
Okay, so you understand
that. Well, no, I know what Steam is, yeah, because, I mean, that's where you want to go for, like, Skyrim if you have it on a computer.
Well, it's also so you can, have a friends list of people and then chat or voice chat or whatever.
Oh, I know what Steam is. Like I said, I just didn't know what that thing you were talking about was. The thing with the hats.
Team Fortress. Yeah, there's a lot of hat traders out there. Fuck hat traders.
You know what, though? I mean, it's like any game that you can... It's kind of like if you go on Diablo 2, all you keep getting is that stupid spam. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Well, that's what it feels like, and I feel like...
Well, it happened there with WoW for a while. Hey, I'll give you this shit for...
Stupid gold people.
Trade for this drop. You know.
Pay $14.99.
Matt.
What?
I see you snickering over there.
I didn't know.
What did you think of those? I hated them. I hated them because they'd always private tell you. I'm like, dude, just... No.
Ignore.
So yeah, I just ignore. Did. Just admittedly, I just ignore you. I didn't even care. So even if you ask for gold, I just ignore you because that's
man,
just.
Man, Dark Age of Camelot, you could make a killing just asking for gold from random people. That's what I used to do. I'd get bored playing. I'm like, I'm just going to gold pan. So I'd make like a level 1, and I would just gold
shit, pan. Believe it or not, that's how I bought my mount in Burning Crusade. Shit, you not.
So, anyways, I'm going to. Go right into some.
Let's talk about some news, sir.
We should talk about some news. Who's first?
You should be. You're modding.
Well, I can do whatever I want, I guess.
Ooh, snap.
He just vetoed mine.
So, quick thing. Sims is introducing offline play.
Yay.
I might play that.
Finally.
So, you know what I'd
so
really...
So, he can't come over and burn down your house?
You know what I really... Or, no, Sim, or Sim... Was that Sims or SimCity?
Sims 4, I think.
Oh, fuck that. Never mind. That doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not so excited.
That's one of those things where I'm like, dude, get a life. I know I play World of Warcraft, but Sims is like the extreme...
Yeah.
Do nothing. It's like Second Life.
Into the spectrum, yeah.
His Second Life is such bullshit.
I got introduced to The Sims when my dad had his heart attack, and my stepsister and my brother came down, and I had never heard of Sims before, and I played on the laptop. It was like, it was the original Sim City, and they were showing it. I was like, it's the greatest thing ever. And I played that thing for like a week straight. I was always on their laptop. I enjoyed The Sims.
It's alright.
I enjoyed it when it came out because it was something just so different.
Exactly. Exactly.
But a lot of times I just got on and just built houses. That's all I did.
You could build your house and like the goth theme. You have like the coffin bed and the little skeleton in the cage. It was amazing.
So, new game announcements. Gran Turismo 6 may be announced for the PS4.
Coming to PS this year? Question mark.
Question mark. I will burn through some other news. So Bethesda is offering some free stuff if you live in Dallas. So they're going to do a playtest lab where anybody 18 plus hardcore casual can come in and apply to beta test shit, which I'd imagine at this point is probably going to be Elder Scrolls and maybe Fallout, things like that. So if you live in Dallas,
suck it.
Look at free stuff from Bethesda.
Don't say suck it to Dallas. What did Dallas ever do to you?
So, well, you
know, not be where I can get free games.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Why didn't you do it in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
I'm sure if you do a gaming website, you probably can't, because I'm sure there's all sorts of non-disclosure agreements you got to sign, which would suck for somebody like me to play something but not able to talk about it for a year.
Bethesda, listen. I know you listen to us. Come to Tulsa. Start a game lab. Look, for anything, you get to meet the nasty Nos. Plus, you may get to meet Crazy Earl and The Voice. I'm just saying... And Trent. I'm just saying.
Oh, my wife okayed it. I can earn a living playing video games. So, yeah.
Just come to Tulsa. Make everybody's dreams come true, Bethesda. Make it happen.
So, I got some other news, but does anybody else have some news that I don't have?
Trent wanted you to cover something.
I don't know if you got it or not, but EA and Disney just announced today a new multi-year exclusive agreement to develop and publish new games based on Star Wars characters and stories.
Okay, yeah,
that's
what cover. Yeah, go for it.
And it's going to be DICE, famed publishers of Battlefield, and Visceral Games.
Dead Space.
Are the ones currently working on new Star Wars games. And the new games will rumoredly run on the Frostbite 3 engine.
Interesting. Well, I mean, Frostbite's a pretty decent engine. One of the best looking engines out there right now for consoles.
It's a heatstroke engine, but.
That's definitely better than a heatstroke engine. but other than that.
Oh, look, it's the Hideo blog.
Yeah, so Kojima, the guy that does Metal Gear Solid, said Zone of the Enders might be pushed off a little bit longer.
Boo.
So,
the new Zone of Enders?
The new Zone of Enders, yeah. Well, they did that HD collection a little while back.
That I can't find anywhere.
Boo.
For cheap, anyway.
Hey, yeah. Trent, well, something else too.
Well, part of that was the dev team got disbanded, so there's might be a little while before we do anything else with that. Actually, that was all I had. I mean, I blew Trent, through that news.
Trent has something else. It's about the director's cut for the game.
Is he texting you?
No, he said it earlier. Remember, he said the director's cut for Deus Ex Revolution has been pushed back to December of this year.
Oh,
remember he was talking about that just a second ago.
Well, I was probably crapping or something. I didn't.
Well, no, you were out here and you were la-di-don.
I was just going through my news,
drinking your energy drink and not listening. But yeah, he's not too happy about that. But yeah, the director's cut of the Deus Ex expansion
okay,
was supposed to be released today.
That's minor news. That's minor news.
I like this.
I wouldn't call that minor news.
No, I'll just say that get Trent riled up.
Don't make Trent mad. He'll come out here and punch you in the face.
Anybody else have any news?
Matt.
I read an interesting article. yeah, earlier today about a some blogger, I guess, I've never heard of her, but she actually pulled out her kids from homeschool to homeschool them, and she did some extensive research on homeschooling and found that it's better to have your kids do their own directed learning, and they chose video games. And a lot of what they were playing were like Minecraft and some other damn game. And she was ranting and raving about how her kids have gotten a lot better at reading and typing and math, and they've become their own little business entrepreneurs because they learn how resources and stuff work inside games. And she even let them to the point where I guess they own a farm, and she let them go sell like chicken eggs and cows at market, and that they use that money that they learned how to accrue from video game stuff to like buy their own video games and stuff. And we had me and my wife talked about it for a while, and it's a great concept, and it's noble, but as a parent, even that my kids are older than you. So mine are all school age and stuff. So as a parent with school age kids, it's kind of a tricky subject because there's a lot of games out there that you just don't think would be.
Well, like I said,
you know, ish one anyway.
Well, my oldest son,
like how educational is a first person shooter?
Well, like I said, my oldest son's 12. Yeah,
but maybe like
and he likes first person shooters, and I'm just like, when he comes over, we have to play, like I was saying, we have to play that split screen where you play against the computer who has your friends' names and stuff, because I don't, last thing I want to do is have him go home and have cuss words, and then I get that call. So
yeah, well, and she was bringing up a lot of really good points about it and stuff, and she it says she did her research. I don't know how much of research she did. You know.
Well, I say like Civilization V has a lot of interesting history references and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, there are games out there, but and then we were talking about it. I think she stopped listening to me at some point, but
she's like,
it was one of those things where it's, you know, I can see educational value in some games, like
Brain
Tetris, for example. Brain, you know, age. You learn how to sort and separate things and problem solve. How do I get this one in here to clear up this and da da da? And there's a lot of games like adventure games that
strategy,
a lot of puzzles and strategy games and stuff like that. But at what point do you? I mean, you can't rely solely on them. We agreed that there should be a core curriculum.
I have an interesting perspective on this because, like, grades 2 through 6, I was homeschooled, and then at a certain point, my mother was like, "So you need to go to real high school."
Right, and that was the thing, is you got to have a core curriculum because kids don't like playing educational games. No. Maybe when they're young,
yeah,
and like that they works. Go like abcmouse.com or something, and they go, hey,
well, it's like a grouper, or they're like the Bubble Guppies app and the Timu Mizumi app and stuff like that. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's a word
for them.
Yeah.
But like, the kids' ages, like you and like they were talking about in this, they were older, and they're still. To me, it's great that they're using video games like this. It makes me kind of happy that people are starting to learn that video games aren't...
The devil.
The devil. You're not some neckbeard in your mom's basement. It's becoming more mainstream, but I still... I believe there's a core curriculum. Like, you can't teach a kid 2 plus 2 in the middle of Uncharted.
No, I just... Yeah. My thing was, like, I had very structured time that I did certain things. And mom kept, like, you know, different subjects for different times for a different amount of time. We had like a room in the office that was set up for homeschool, and me and my brother were doing different grade level stuff, but she would, the same basic subjects, your core subjects that you learn in grade school, would go along. She'd teach one thing my brother while I was doing, you know, busy work on something else, and then flip-flop back and forth, and we'd do it till 2:30, like we still had to get up at 8 in the morning, you know, and go to school. And then when we did tests, like at the end of the year, we still had to do like standardized tests at the end of the year, so we could certify that went to the next grade. And we both did pretty good at that. But, like, at the end...
Do you think video games would have helped you at all?
No, like, we still play games, but I didn't play them during school. Like, during my recess, I couldn't play video games. Like, I had a time after I got done with school, just like it would be, like, after work. I got 2 hours to game, however much I could cram in 2 hours. And then I had to play outside or do chores. And that was my structured life. And then on the weekends, I could do... like 3 or 4 hours worth of gaming on the day, but I couldn't do it like crazy all day unless I went to my uncle's house and like hung out with him because he didn't give a shit. But you know, my mom had a very structured time for me to like do that kind
of
stuff.
And that's why I sold a lot of video games when I worked at Toys R Us, because there was a lot of parents, especially way back in the late 90s, that were still kind of apprehensive about video games. You can learn to read, and you can learn to problem solve, and you can learn economies and stuff like that.
I learned typing from Mario.
Yeah, I mean, you can learn. You can learn practical skills, yes, but I don't think kids can.
Learn from
video games. Like, I used to sell it as like a reward system, and we do this with our kids now. Like, if their room's not clean, they don't get TV or video games. And, you know, that makes sure the room is clean, their homework is done, and then they can play video games. I sold them at Toys R Us.
Well, and I'm with Justin there, too, and with you. There needs to be a core curriculum. I mean, by the time I got to high school, from being homeschooled from first grade, I was so far ahead of the curve. Literally, all I did my junior and senior years of high school
was electives and
was college courses and play football.
Yeah.
That was it.
They're a great tool.
Yes.
That's what I was taught.
That can be a great tool.
They can be a great tool. They can really help with a lot of stuff, but I don't think... The way she was kind of is like, they're learning everything from video games. It's like,
then
no.
Again, you know, it's not like it used to be.
People don't
either.
Play Carmen
San Diego there anymore. You know, there were some games out there like...
Well, that's like
Oregon
Trail,
Math Blaster,
where in the world
Oregon Trail,
in San Diego.
Yeah, but
if
you break those down, they are educational games.
Well,
like I said,
Where in Time's Carmen San Diego is 100% educational.
Where in the world, Where in time,
which is great for
all those
that age in that.
Well, you still had a dictionary that you had to look shit up with in
Carmen
San Diego, but.
Yep, but still, I mean, that game was hard.
Games back then were a little bit different, though. I mean. Yeah. It was hard to play more than 2 hours of Ghosts and Goblins. That game was so fucking hard to begin
with.
It's
true.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
not only that,
video games were good.
But
like Dark Souls.
Not only that, but educational games have changed.
Yeah.
You know, back when we were kids, educational games were almost the same as real games.
Now it's, you know,
now
hey, good job, man.
Yeah.
You solved the 2+2. Woo! Yeah, I remember, like, Oregon Trail, like, I did, you know.
That's what Trent always talks about, Oregon Trail.
Well, it was a great game.
It is.
A lot of people learned a lot of stuff.
When I was in ag, we used to do the computer game they had on the computer was, you got to tend to your farm, and you had crops and animals, and you would use the crops to fatten up your animals, and then you would take the animals to sale. And no lie, I mean, it was kind of like Oregon Trail because you'd be doing that. Then it was like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's the drought. And you would lose everything. And you'd lose your cow. Yeah, that's what we used to do in ag. I mean, FFA.
I used to play that side-scrolling Duke Nukem game in junior high.
Yeah,
better Duke Nukem.
But junior high was like, what, 2002 for you?
Me? No, I'm almost the same old. I'm almost the same. I graduated in 99, sir.
97, so.
So I'm not that far behind you.
That's an eternity difference.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It was like Mr. Jason over there. I was taking college courses in 99 and doing Bible class because I went to a religious high school.
I'm sorry.
So that was the only thing I had to do to graduate. I had to take a Bible class.
In 99, I was dabbling with alcoholism.
Well, I was doing that in high school, too, but there was a different kind
of
alcoholism.
I was out of high school. So.
It was like Schlitz malt liquor. And like freaking like wine out of a box and shit like that you could find.
Why
did
you get Boone's Farm?
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. Boone's Farm. It's delicious.
My son,
bad dog.
My son, my oldest child, is 4 years old. 99.
Yeah, but you had kids at like 11.
I had a job.
You had more hair. It wasn't gray.
No.
So, how old is your oldest now?
He just turned 18 in February.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt, how old are you again?
33.
Jesus.
I started late.
He did not.
No, he didn't.
I got mine out of the way and then picked up three more and then added a fourth.
You're like 30. Your son could have kids. You could be a grandpa.
Yeah, don't tell my wife that. She's kind of freaked out when she realized that. I can be a grandma and I'm 34. This is bullshit.
You'd be like, I'm not a grandma. I'm just a mom. She'd be a gilf.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's completely true because I still have sex with her. So
it's like, baby, you're my gilf.
Oh, she would. Oh, she punch you in on a couch somewhere for a while.
Like a month.
Does she listen to the podcast? Well, does she listen to the podcast? Because she does. I
well,
don't want to make her
sure,
mad.
That's about as bad as my brother. They're not much better off. His wife is literally turned 21 a couple months ago. She's and they're married. they're having twins in September. I'm like, dude, not only are you almost 5 years older than your wife, but you guys are having, you got her pregnant by the time she could drink.
You had a kiss at like, what, 14?
Before I turned 14.
You did.
Because they were both born before I officially turned whatever age that year was.
You were really 14 when you had your first kid?
Yeah, he was born in February, my birthday's in
April. You started off early, didn't you?
Yeah, technically I had a child in middle school.
Wow, that's crazy.
You could have been on like Oprah or something. Yeah. So anyways, moving along.
Again, kids, don't have sex in high school or middle school.
Evidently,
wait till you're 18.
Babies having babies is what they call that.
The condoms are cheaper than diapers is what my father always told me.
That's true.
And you get a free bag of them at Planned Parenthood.
Or get the better ones. I'll spend some money.
True.
Right? So, evidently, they're saying that Black Flag is going to be a bigger, more open world, almost like Red Dead.
Oh, you're talking about... God. I'm thinking punk rock.
Yes.
I'm thinking Assassin's Creed. It's like, Black Flag,
was it
what?
You? Was it you that posted that? Every time somebody posts a picture, some kid learns about...
Minor Threat.
Every time
somebody posts this picture, a new kid learns about Minor Threat. Another Beaver fan learns about Minor Threat.
I
can hate the beep. One other thing I was going to talk about or kind of segue off and kind of use this or in peace because we don't have a lot of response to the question. So right now there is some talk in South Korea among the more conservative people about regulating gaming the same way they regulate alcohol and tobacco. Which is freaking nuts. So we're over here talking about video game homeschool. They're talking about putting it in the same level of drug and alcohol abuse.
Wow.
I can say that I'm a responsible adult. I have, 16 employees right now?
Yeah.
You have the responsibility of, 60 people?
Almost. I got dropped down, but now with all the people that just left, and all the stops and all that, I've got 53 or 54. So
you're responsible for 54 people. I'm responsible for about 16. You have what? Two kids?
I have three.
Three kids now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Two with my wife, and one with the next one.
Matt, you have a football team.
I have half a football.
Matt adopted a village in some third world country.
And Jason's a responsible adult. We're all responsible people, and manage the game. You manage the game early in the morning,
or late at night.
I game really late at night, and on the weekends.
Yeah.
But I maintain a girlfriend and a job.
Man, I remember when I was single, I'd game all the time. I haven't had a girlfriend or not.
Well, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
In general, though.
Oh, yeah.
We all manage, total lives. You're a WoW gamer on top of that.
That's one of the things whenever I think, I swear I remember, she may tell me otherwise, but I told my wife, she was, whenever we got married and moved in, she was like, you're not playing WoW all the time. And I'm like, well, I'm going to play it as often as I can, unless there's family obligations. If there's some sort of family obligation, I will stop playing WoW, I will get off my computer and do what I need to do. But in between, I will be playing some sort of video game.
Well, it's just like, I find time to do my dishes and cook. And
yeah, I mean, if there's something to
do, my laundry,
My wife always finds something to do. She's like, why are you gaming? Because you could be doing this. I'm like, I'll go do that. I always tell her, I'm like, I just want to rest.
Well,
and I don't want to rest. But she's like, quit whining. You're not supposed to rest. I'm like, just let me say I want to rest. I'll get up and go do the dishes. I'll go do the laundry. But damn, just let me say I want to rest.
I just need some me time, but as long as I get my me time, I'm alright. I was playing, I didn't really mention this earlier on the show, I started Blood Dragon, which is kind of cool. That is actually really cool, but I'll get into it more next week if I can beat it.
But
for me, it's I didn't have a lot of time to game this week. My gaming time came,
me and Scott from Carousel and the guy that actually does the music for our show, Stretch, and Casey and a bunch of other people you guys don't know, all went out on
Friday. I know them.
You know, Casey had been the only person you know. But we all went out on Friday night to kind of give my Stretch, the guy that does our music, he's going to be moving out of the country to go teach English as a second language. So we all hung out on Friday night, so I had that obligation. I did no gaming that day. On Saturday, I had some time to game, but I decided I really wanted to watch 3D movies like Jurassic Park, you know, and then watch other movies back to back. I watched Captain America, and I watched freaking, what the hell's the other one? Iron Man 1, like all in the same day. And I went to the midnight release of Iron Man, and then it was Sunday that I decided to play a bunch of video games. And all throughout the rest of the week, I had obligations because I only had Tuesday night to play a little bit of games, and Wednesday night to play a little bit of games. Like, a little bit as in, like, an hour. And then all those other nights I was busy. Like, I do have other things I do besides game. But I'll get in a mode. Like, Sunday, I was like, it's Mass Effect day. Yep. And I played a shitload of Mass Effect. And we did Gauntlet. It was Gauntlet night, and I played 4 hours of Gauntlet.
Yep. Like, shoot. Gauntlet was the only real time I touched my Xbox. All day Saturday.
Well, and it's just, I mean, we all do
stuff like, you do the laundry, you clean up the house.
I don't know. I mean, obviously there is a such thing, I think, of people with real addiction to gaming or real addiction to TV or real addiction to food or real addiction to...
I will sit down and just edge out to a TV screen if I have to.
I wouldn't say that gaming is the same level of addiction as like alcoholism.
That's different than, you know, being someone like my aunt, God rest her soul, literally having to sit down and watch 3 hours of TV every night.
Yeah, see, you know, I'm not addicted to television. I DVR shit, and then I watch whatever.
If you get to that point where you've got to be watching TV on these certain channels on at this certain time, you've got an addiction.
No, you just need a DVR.
I'm sorry.
You need a DVR.
I want to tell you what, it's sometimes watching the TV is the only way.
She was in her 60s, dude. There's no such thing as DVR for them.
That is, they call into work all the time. But anyways, but no, there's sometimes that it's the TV is what lets me, like, when I always say I want to rest, and we'll get a TV, and we'll start on a little DVR clean-out kick. I can just be like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and watch four hours of TV because it lets me rest, and I'll do that.
Well,
I did that even when I was single. I just, like, it's time just to... I'd watch Death Note, and I'd hit play all on, like, 30 episodes, just be like...
Well, and I understand that, too. Like, Crystal found, Believe It or Not, and even though I love Michael Douglas, I ended up passing out through it. My wife found a freaking copy of Romancing the Stone for, like, $1. She's like, we're going to sit down and watch this. I'm like, cool. I got night off from Tiltcast, and ended up, I read Trent's Seriousness as Sarcasm, so here I am. But I passed out watching that. That's just like, now we're into it.
Yeah, and usually, you know, when I was working day shift, you know, there'd be times I got burned out on video games, and I knew when to stop, and I was just like...
That was me this week. I really wanted to play a lot of stuff, and I was like, you know what, I need to watch some movies.
And I would actually even come home and tell my wife, I was like, nope, today is a burnout, or is a blackout day. We're not doing... Not turn on TV. We're not, you know.
Yep.
Spend time together. Do something.
And we do that too. We'll just be like, you know what? No TV at all. I and the roommate. We'll actually go in our office, set up a table, and fucking play Catan or Munchkin or something.
Dude, we started that before I went on overnights. Me, my brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, and my wife, and we'd take the kids over to my brother-in-law's house, and we'd have game night where we sat around and played Catan or Pandemic or Munchkin or something, and we'd just hang out and chat and have a good time.
But you know, some people, because unfortunately video games can make you recluse, some people, that's all they really like, is people that live on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, because that's... They don't have a life. That's the thing. Sometimes people, like, with WoW, I mean, their guildmates are their only...
That's true. We've known some people like that over the years.
...to the outside world, whether it be for a disability or, you know, they are like a latchkey kid or...
Well, there was a time when I lived in Kansas City and I had one friend in Kansas City besides my girlfriend.
And the only way that I got to hang out with you guys was vicariously through WoW, and that's one of the reasons I played it so much there, is because I had no way of hanging out with anybody I knew. But I saw the light, came back, and started hanging out with real-life humans again. And
but
my life opened right back
but
up.
But there's some people who... There's some people that fear the outside. But that's all they know, that's all they can do. I'm not saying that they're not addicted. There's people that are addicted to video games
to
TV.
I won't lie, I mean, a little bit of me for starting the show with Trent and everybody else originally was, hey, here's an outlet for my gaming so I can talk about gaming with my friends and then...
Mm-hmm.
And then have an excuse for buy a crap load of games every year.
Oh, I'm your friend.
But
I love you so much.
So, but I mean, I won't lie. I mean, part of that, I buy a lot of games. I don't get a lot for free.
I used
you know?
To buy a lot of games.
Well, but you got responsibility.
Yeah, now I do. Yeah. But my wife always like she's like maybe if it wasn't for us, I'm like look, I can play whatever. I'm like you guys are what I need in my life. But no, I mean I'd like to buy more games, but. Until we're more financially stable. I mean, that's not going to happen. That's why I got Game Boy.
Which is funny, is because, you know, me and my wife, especially me, I've gotten so much better pay now, and I still can't seem to find a reason to buy a video
my
game.
Wife would be like, my wife would be like, that's $50 we could use for this. Okay, cool, let's do that then.
That's like, I start, you know, I used to buy a shit ton of games. I start making more money. Wife's like, let's get out of these apartments. Let's get a house.
Yeah, that's a money
The bill for the house is actually cheaper than the apartments were. It's everything else that goes into the house that chews up money.
Yeah, living at home with my parents and only having to pay for gas, it was like shit. I had like stacks of video games I didn't even finish.
Oh, dude!
Now I'm like lucky enough. I have to go to GameStop and do that pre-order, pay as you go until the game releases, just to afford that one damn game.
Whoa! Oh, dude! Mentioning that when I first moved back to Tulsa, lived with my aunt. Great rent. There was no rent.
Yes.
Dude, I wore out two Xboxes just gaming.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm like, I love gaming. I don't even have to play a game. I remember some of the best times of my life was watching my brother and my friends play. Like, I never really got into Diablo when it first released. I like Diablo now, and I'll play it, but there was times I would just sit on the couch, doze in and out, but I'd be watching my friend Kevin and my best friend Steven just playing Diablo, just talking trash, and that was what we would do, and we'd do that for weekends, and when one of my favorite games, because I love wrestling, one of my favorite games was the very first WWF SmackDown game, because we would go in, and you could create your own stable.
NWO versus WCW.
I played that too.
No, that was the best wrestling.
Well, no. Nintendo. No. Because
no,
listen,
no, it was N64.
No. Because the
N64.
WWF SmackDown.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. Because let me tell you why. Because on the PS, when WWF SmackDown came out, you could create your own stable. So we started a thing called the Drunken Monkeys. We would randomly roll and give them all the different things and give them a name, and you could do it where they would say. Interfere with everything. So you'd be playing a match, and your drunken monkey would come down and just start whooping the crap out of you and cause you to lose a match. And it was that was the greatest one. Had the greatest character selection. It is what led up to let you play your WCW versus NWO. Yeah, if it wasn't for that, I mean, there wouldn't be those games. It was the greatest wrestling game ever. Greatest.
I want to be young again and just do what I used to do.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, I remember in high school, freaking LAN parties with Diablo 2. Literally everybody picking up their PCs, putting them in their car, hauling them over to some guy's house.
Did you
and
say
just,
high school? Wasn't high school Diablo 2 wasn't even around.
Actually, I think Jason's the youngest one in the room.
God,
Jason, how old are you?
27.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not the young one.
In high school, there was no Diablo. Oh, my God.
Well, Diablo 1 came out in, like, 98.
Yeah, but that's not when I was in high school. I graduated in 97.
So it was right after high school for you.
That was you in high school.
Hey,
that's you.
Actually,
hey,
when
hey,
I was in high school,
hey.
I was smoking pot and skateboarding.
Hey,
and playing
just,
band.
Just because you got to be the old man in the room.
Man, old as hell.
What are you, 34? 34.
I'll be 35 this year.
I'll be 31. You're going to be 34?
I don't know. I'm 33 now.
You just had your birthday, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll be 35 in December.
So 2-year increments.
But you'd never know it, though. I'm old school, though. I mean, I start playing games shit as soon as I can pick up a controller.
Yeah, well, I think, what was it? I don't even remember how we got this regular Nintendo.
I got a Nintendo for Christmas back in 1987.
I got a Nintendo.
I don't remember how we got it, but we had it, and I remember playing a lot of it.
Well, my grandma kept it at her house, so I had to go over to her house to play it. And then she bought one for herself and gave me her old one.
My cousin's got the Nintendo, and that's the only way I got to play it.
So I started off with Mario Brothers and Burger Time.
See, my
parents Mario were Brothers, Burger Time, and Duck Hunt, because it came on Mario Brothers.
My parents were real cool, so they let me watch a lot of older movies. Like, I watched Heavy Metal way before I should have watched Heavy Metal.
Oh, it's true.
Beverly Hills Cop, and one of the games I played was I don't know how I got it, but I was playing Mickey's Mousecapades.
Oh, that was a good
And
game.
I died to some guy, and I was like, you bastard. My mom goes, what did you say? I said, nothing. She goes, that's right. We're going to make you stop watching those movies.
Oh, dude, I know what you mean. Dude, at 6 years old, I kid you not, I watched Beverly Hills Cop. And then my dad decided to follow that up with Exorcist.
Yeah, dude, I did not see Exorcist until I was like 27.
At 6 years old, I literally laughed through that movie and still will to this day.
I can't watch Exorcist.
I didn't watch Exorcist until I was 27 years old. And I did the dumbest thing ever. I was by myself. It was the middle of the night. I turned my lights off because I was watching a movie. You know, no. I went from, oh, this is going to be hilarious since I'm so old and nothing scares me anymore, to like curling up in my bed and going, holy shit, holy shit.
Yeah, and her head spins around, the freaking crab walking.
And there's nothing, I mean, there's nothing really scary about it. Damn, it was just such a...
It's unsettling.
Yeah, it's just an unsettling kind of movie.
All right.
So we need to start wrapping up.
Yep.
Another 10
years
later.
Yeah, we are ranting.
So, just wrapping up. So we did have a question last week. We didn't get a lot of responses, but
no emails.
Mr. Cross said, "So here's what our question was, and I'll ask you this, Matt. So we talked ghost stories last week, which is a really odd week, but I had a lot of fun with it. It was, what was the oddest event you have ever experienced?
So Matt,
nothing. There's nothing. I don't know. You'd have to quantify odd, because I've done a lot of weird things in my life.
No, like odd, like supernatural odd.
Nothing really. I mean,
or just plain old odd. I went
never
with,
got, you've never had the heebie-jeebies, like, ever.
Like, I literally.
Well, I mean the heebie-jeebies, and it's kind of weird because, you know, I grew up next to the airport, lived out there in Pine and Mingo.
The same house that I went to.
Yeah.
You grew up in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And the one thing that gave me the weirdest feeling of the heebie-jeebies, I guess you could say, was after 9/11, because I lived next to the airport. And I'm so used to hearing airplanes, you know, like all hours of the night, aircraft all the time. And then after 9/11 and they shut everything down, that was just the weirdest.
Yeah, no.
Not going down the street, taking my kids to school, and there's like...
No airplanes.
No airplanes. That was creepy as hell.
So, Cross sent Casey, who has been on the show. He did try out. We will fill in at some point again.
Yay.
Casey says, after one of my surgeries, I apparently yelled at a nurse talking about my penis leg. I unfortunately didn't have any context to this, so I don't even remember what that happening. It's an odd feeling not to know what events you went through.
Oh, that's true.
So.
That is a true statement.
Especially penis leg.
I'm going to call him out at work. I'm like, what's up, old penis leg? OPL. What's up, OPL?
So, with that, we don't have a lot more news, but we did have a question. And what was that question?
We did.
Question.
So,
go ahead.
Favorite memories of the arcade.
Thank you, Jason. Yes. Saved it. What's your? Give us one of your favorite memories of the arcade. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tiltcast. You can tweet us at twitter.com/tiltcast.
Send emails.
It's at teabag@tiltcast.com.
Teabag them up.
Or that's it for contact.
You can
see us in person.
I'm personally called Justin with my answer.
You can see us in person, meet us. Don't be afraid to approach us. Just come up and say hi. We know who you
are. Except me. I don't like people.
Yeah, Matt's antisocial.
You can find us on... I'm going to put you all's gamer tags on there once Earl finishes by.
Man, I just long emailed.
Dude,
like,
Earl.
Send it.
Earl, seriously. It's not that hard, man.
So,
I'm a major procrastinator.
You can get mine off Steam. It's virtually the same on everything.
So I'll add you all's gamer tags to it after Earl finishes his bio and Matt. So with that, we're going to do a gauntlet. We're going to do Left 4 Dead 2. We're going to start doing gauntlet the first weekend of every month, which for us...
First Saturday.
So in June the 1st, actually. So June the 1st, we're going to do gauntlet Left 4 Dead 2. 10
p.m.
10 p.m. Central Time. With that, you can always find us at tiltcast.com. You can search us, find Tiltcast on Stitcher.
I love Stitcher.
Give us a thumbs
Stitcher.
Up.
Stitcher.
You can also find us at our find our podcast on iTunes. Review us, like us, love us. And then, of course, don't forget our friends. And I will mention new games. Metro Last Light's coming out next week.
That's the only one you need to know.
Oh,
wow.
Metro's
that and Blood Dragon.
Way to be convoluted there, Noss.
Yeah.
That and Blood Dragon.
I'm sure something else will come out that's good.
The new patch for World of Warcraft's coming out soon. Yeah!
I don't give a shit about that.
World of Warcraft!
So find friends of the show, carouselpodcast.com, another local show. Find our friends at elseworldspodcast.com.
Hi, guys.
Find For the Love of Gaming. Also, bmfcast.com, which does bad movies, and they're really excellent.
You watch them.
You don't even watch them, but listen to them.
I will listen to them.
Actually, you will enjoy it.
I will. I'm going to listen to them tomorrow.
I highly recommend it.
I will listen to them tomorrow.
NoQuarters.net, and then, of course, our friends of the show.
NoQuarters. They're good. I listen to theirs. They're like once a month. Is it
same
guys?
Yeah.
Damn, I need to listen
but
to
they
them
do again. BMF once a week.
Oh, that's cool. I need to go listen to them.
So, find our friends at our other friends, TVGP.TV. They do good things, and they helped us get this podcast started. So.
Hi, TVGP.
So, with that, we're going to close tonight's show out, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye, y'all.
After I hit stop.
Bye.
Word.
Thank you.